Blog Talk Radio.
Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. How you doing? This is also Block Talk Radio, so welcome to the show. Today is Free Angel Reading Saturday. We're also going to be doing some past life readings too, if you want to call in for that. The number here is 646-721-9031. And my guest today is Candy O'Donnell, and just bring her on. And hello, Candy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Donnie. It's wonderful to be here.
It's nice to have you here, and I haven't really checked out your show really extensively because I think our times kind of conflict with some of the things I've been doing. I really want to check that show out. It's Literacy Scribes, correct?
Literary Scribes.
Literary, okay. Literary Scribes.
Yep, literary. Everybody calls me LS in
oh,
the
LS?
Chat rooms. Yeah, they either call me okay. Candy or LS.
All right, and also with the situation of some people might be listening in for the first time, let everybody know about your show and what you do and that kind of stuff, because I think you also do readings too as well.
Yeah, I sure do. Every Thursday and some Fridays, I interview authors, and all different types of genres of books. And then
mm-hmm.
every Tuesday morning, I have a show. I deem it the psychic show, and I will give readings. And I'm hoping to be bringing in, hint, hint, Donnie, other folks on Blog Talk Radio to help me do some readings, maybe like one or two Tuesdays a month. So, and I read like relationships, deceased, animals, you name it. And we have a lot of fun.
Yes. And you know something? I'll tell this Donnie person that you want to do that, and I'll let him know. So...
Well, I will definitely let you know whenever I can actually get back on the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's getting kind of crazy. I don't know what it is. It's this is a new moon. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but there are some strange energies. Like last week, I was talking to my friend, and I was saying I've been working, and really had no income come in last week. You know, I had a couple donations here and there, but nothing like I expect. I mean, I was just saw these visions and stuff, and then nothing. And I was like, gosh, that's kind of crazy. And then I started talking to some other friends who said it was just like a weird energy week. And I was like, okay, maybe it just wasn't me. So, I mean, did you experience some of these things yourself?
Yeah, I experienced a lot of blockages. I mean, you know, normal things are still flowing in my life. But, yeah, just weird energies I've been sensing, feeling, even dreaming about. I'm thinking, what in the world is going on out there?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, you know, trying to bubble myself up and just write it out, you know? Keep hoping.
Yeah, that's
what
all you can do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was, you know, I was like freaking out going, okay, I'm just keep focusing on everything being the way you want it to, and it will.
Oh, yeah. About that positive energy.
Yeah, because my biggest thing is I keep saying over and over in my head, I now have all the money I need for my personal needs and the needs of my family. So our money comes easily and frequently to me. Right now, I'm actually getting to the point where I'm like, okay, if everybody's in the chat room, take a look. There's a link that I put in there. I'm actually doing classes on wiziq.com Wednesday, the 9th, at 11 a.m. So if you can also join based on that whole thing. Go ahead and do so. It is $125 per person for the class, but it's also a two-hour class.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you look at that, it's like $65, I think. And if people call me ahead of time, I'm sure for people that I know and clients and that kind of stuff, I'm sure we can get around that and drop it down a little bit for you, so maybe 10% or whatever. So, you know, right now I'm using my Skype phone because my phone has been turned on because I haven't paid it. And that's usually what happens when you don't do that.
You know, I have a lot of friends who are really having issues with their telephone. Matter of fact, the lady, I don't know if you know who Cherokee Billy is. She has a show on Blog Talk.
You know, it's one of those things sometimes I've gone on people's shows and stuff like that, and I wouldn't say I don't. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, she's been having issues with her phone. She said, you know, for a month, and she relies upon her phone basically to feed herself because she's
also a
medium. And she said, you know, I don't know what the heck's going on with this thing. But luckily she finally got it fixed, and she was on my show last night because she was supposed to be on a week ago.
Right.
But, you know, the powers or the energies that be out there would not allow it.
It is getting kind of crazy. I don't know what that's all about, but...
I don't know.
Maybe we shouldn't focus on it.
Yes, we will focus on other things. Well, I had something for you.
Okay.
Everybody who knows me, I'm also Can Dance O'Donnell on Facebook, and I have two profiles. And on my second profile, a lot of people refer folks to me who were in Atlantis. And I know that you have your show going. Love the show. Great information that you offer, Donnie. But a friend who is on, because I also have a fan page called Past Life Memoirs of Atlantis. So, and I try to refer people to it, you know, to talk to, you know, those who are on there because they were there, they have memories and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one guy, he went ahead and he got a hold of me because a mutual friend referred him to me, and he was talking about sentinels in Atlantis. He said that they were like, they had something to do with the army, but they were like machines, you know, like, it's very hard to describe the way he said it. Basically, they were like the robots that were military, and they would be sent out in case there was, you know, Armageddon or any kind of a, you know, hurry up and leave the island real quick, you know, like an invasion type thing. And I don't know, does this ring a bell for you that way? Because I referred him to your show. Don't know if he ever hopped on there and read, but I know quite a few other people were very grateful that I referred them to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't say he did or he didn't. We've had people popping in. We had Sasquatch Spirit.
Well, what about these sentinels? Have you heard anything about this?
Hold on. I'm kind of like focusing on something else right now.
No problem.
I'm sorry. Because I was like running a little bit late on a lot of things, especially with this. I don't know. I don't know what the kind of energy is. It's just driving me crazy too. I just really haven't felt like doing anything this week either. I mean, I've been dorking. That's one thing I do a lot. I mean, I will work. I have no problem doing that. But, like, I was talking with a friend. I was like, how come I don't feel like working out? And she goes, well, you're stressing yourself out because all the stuff that's not coming through right now.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I'm not going to argue with her.
Well, you know what's funny, Donnie? Your energy feels different compared to last time I was on your show.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're mellowing out.
I'm mellowing out.
You're mellowing out.
Well, we haven't had any kind of, I haven't got passionate yet. right now, I have changed the show. The morning show is going. I can't keep it, I really can't keep it going by myself. And
now, which one is that?
That's the missing spiritual link with the Atlantis and all that kind of stuff. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to do this. I got a show at nighttime. I'm going to start having, like, you know, it's on 6 days a week, and we do a lot of topics with energy and chakras and that kind of stuff, but I thought I'd have a couple of theme days, I guess you'd call them. I'm going to keep the name, The Missing Spiritual Link with Psychic Journeyman Thursday.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, so I thought it kind of right, kind of goes flows and stuff, and I'm like, I like that. So I want to keep the name, I want to keep that going, but we've been getting too many complaints with Courtney because people are tired of hearing her. She's not, she's when she's what was the complaint? She's and she did this last the last show we was on too last Wednesday, and she was, I think she was cleaning her aquarium out, and she was cleaning her shop and. And she was, you know, and one lady called in. She goes, that last show she was doing, she was making all kinds of weird noises. She was walking her dog. She was there. She was out. She was in. She was out. And she goes, I just get the feeling she don't want to be there. And everybody else is getting the same feeling too.
Yeah, you. Well, you and I discussed that.
Yeah.
I remember.
So it's like, hello, everybody out there. Yes, I'm going to take the. I actually asked people to call in and say, you got to, if you listen to the show in the morning, tell me what you think. But. Tell you the truth, it's not a financial problem, or it's trying because I mean, I was a little irritated with her too when I asked her about you know part of the money to pay for the show, and she said she didn't have it, and she just took a trip to she just took a trip on, to Arizona. She did a little thing. She's got her shop going up and that kind of stuff. I can't really imagine she can't come up with $20 a week, $20 a month.
Yeah, well, I know she's really busy too, and she wanted to move. So she has moved to Arizona or has moved?
She is moving here. From what I hear, she's moving to Arizona. I think she's taking a. From my impressions with the whole thing is, I think she, in the course of the whole thing, she's getting a little impatient and too pushy with the situation, and she's really not letting it flow like it should. And
Yeah, but
because
she's
she's talking about
walking
working
the
as a
whole thing.
secretary, she's talking about working as a secretary or a therapist or not therapist. What is it? Receptionist, a therapist. Okay. And I said, that's kind of like losing faith in what you're doing, that it's not gonna that what you're doing right now is not gonna really manifest the money quick enough for you to go where you gotta go. And then that should tell you something to slow down. Because if you're pushing the issue, you know, you're kicking the hell out of it. It's what she's doing. And it's like, slow down. You'll get there soon enough, I promise. Because I told her, I said, you need to go out there, you're gonna go out there soon enough, you know, what she's been thinking. And she's been pushing it and stuff. But and like I said before, I have nothing against Courtney as a person. It's just I'm busy too, and I'm there every morning, and I got tired of going. I don't like being a babysitter where I got to call people up and say, hey, you know, you're going to show up, and then they show up, and then they're a half hour late and all this other stuff, because I don't do that. I'm not trying to be hard or nothing. I'm just saying I'm there. We're trying to present a you know a good show and that kind of stuff, and people don't want to hear about someone cleaning their aquarium. And she's real chalant about it too. I said, Courtney, what are you doing? She's like, I'm cleaning the aquarium. I'm walking the dog. And I'm just like, how can, and people are saying, well, they're kind of like, and I wish I could sit down and talk to her, but I can't even talk to her. Every time I've tried to talk to her, try to call to her, she's always saying, I'll call you back. She never does. And I just got to the point a while ago. I just said, you know something? I call people once or twice, and if they don't return my call, I usually put myself in a mode where until they do, I just want to see how serious and committed they are. Because I took the time myself to do that. That's why I tell her I'm a busy, busy person too. But I take the time for the important people. Well, I take the time for people, period. I'm just,
Well,
it's like,
it was on your chest. You
but
had to get it off.
yes. I said, like, I'll be right back. I'll do this work because I'm going to take me a nap. But, okay, guys, let's get back to
No,
the
you
show.
are not
Whatever.
going to take a nap right now.
Right. Okay, I won't do that. It was just a thought.
I don't think so. Yeah, I've been trying to get into the chat room of your show, and Blog Talk is still not doing it, not allowing me to go
That can be
in.
the problem too. My last three shows have been really, we walked in the, people said they walked in the chat room, and they could hear it echo. And I'm sitting there going, okay, what happened? We had all these people coming in, all this stuff coming on. I know I changed the show to 9 o'clock, but I was guided to.
Okay.
So I think when you have changes like that, you just got to give some time to everybody you know, to
Yeah.
readjust and that kind of stuff, be no problem. I don't think my guys would tell me to change at 9 o'clock if it was a bad idea, you know.
I
So,
agree.
yeah, so, you know, the whole thing is going crazy. Also, guys, I want to come over some things here, and I do private readings, but right now I can't really do, I'm still doing private readings, don't get me wrong. Right now my regular readings are $125 for 60 minutes session. 30-minute sessions are $75, and for 15 minutes, actually, what it goes is it's a 60 to 90-minute session for $125, and it's also 30 to 45-minute sessions for 75 and 15 to 30 minute sessions for $45. Okay, but for the people who call the show, I have a special rate for you guys too. It's going on for a while, and where you guys can do a 60 to 90 minute session for $65, a 30 to 45 minute session for $45, and a 15 30 minute session for $30. Like, I almost forgot that one. And we also, like I've been talking, if you guys have been to the show, I have this fund of mine where it's called Going to Colorado Fund and Support My Show Fund. And for people who donate $5 or more, I will give you a 5-card angel card reading. That's like a 30 or 35 minute reading. So it's like one of those things too. I swear to you, for every $5 that's donated to this show, it probably touches about 5 people out there. And when we do readings on this show, the reason I like doing this kind of show, I want to keep it going, is because for every reading we do, it probably touches about 10 people. Because I've had lots of people call who said, "You sure you were doing a reading for that person?" I said, "Why?" So she goes, "Because you answered my questions too, and I didn't even call in."
Oh, I love it when
But she said, "I had to call you and tell you that, just to make sure you was reading that person." I said, "That's the reason I like doing this format, because we don't just touch the one person. Everybody gets touched." And I said, "Think about it too. As those people are getting the reading, they don't realize that their life at that moment is touching so many people and helping them with their questions and their answers and that kind of stuff." So I think it's just great. And that's why I tell everybody, you know, donate to the show. And I always tell everybody, it's one of those things. It's like, if you came to my shop in person, I used to get donations and tips and all kinds of stuff all the time. Or I would get hugs, or someone would send a pizza to my shop, or someone would go get me flowers or candy or that kind of thing. I said, if those people really felt that compassion about giving back to me, and really, that really, and our shop just kind of like went, just kept on getting better and more popular. And I think it was just because it was a group effort. Everybody was, you know, it wasn't just us doing the readings. It was like a community kind of thing. And the tourists would come in, and people would say, "We love the way you talk to people, because you actually talk to them."
You like, do. Yeah.
Is there a problem with that, when people don't talk to the people? And
you
I was
know,
like,
yeah, so
go ahead.
People don't.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people will just, you know, just blah, 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 and, you know, they're kind of off on their own tangent. But I feel like you're more, you're very sensitive to those that you read for. You know, you actually dive into their, you know, emotions and, you know, just lay it on the line for them. Matter of fact, I had to tell you, I actually used, remember that one thing when you said about dipping poop in sugar? You know, it's still going to be poop. You know, it's still going to smell like poop, still going to, you know, taste like poop. Anyway, it was the last time I was on your show, and I actually used that those words with someone I was doing a reading for. I think she fell on the floor laughing. But it hit home with her, and for some reason you came to mind in that particular phrase, and I had to use it, and she was in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. I was actually on someone else's show when I was saying it, and even the host, she's like, "Okay, we're done laughing now." I'm like, "No, we're not." No, it's funny.
Yeah. So, I want to tell everybody, you know, donate to the show. Go to my website. I forgot to tell everybody what the website is. The website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And also, if you want to call me through Skype, my Skype username is Donald, that's in small letters, donald.reed8. So just give me a call on there right now, because it's one of those things, guys. I really want to just say, I'm asking for donations for this week and giving really great special rates, just so I can pay everything off, because I want to keep going forward. And it's just, sometimes you got to do some things that get a little spark going here. I don't know how to approach it. It's just one of those things, guys. It's like, I thought it was a good deal. Donate $5 or more and get a 5-card angel reading. And I recommend people to call through Skype, especially if you want to do the video thing. And I'll show you what these 5-card spreads are about, because we call it the 5-card foundation spread. But basically, it's the 5 cards are your foundation of building a pyramid for you, which I thought was kind of incredible. I actually build pyramids all the time with my cards. Mm-hmm. It kind of trace you back to the source of Atlantean and that kind of stuff, and looking at situation, that kind of stuff. Because if you take the Mayas, the Incas, and also the Egyptians, and I think there's another culture too out there that built pyramids in the first part of their civilization. And you take what you do is you take all of them, put them together, and you'll come up with some kind of symbol, which is basically what it was based on in Atlantis. Well, that was crazy.
Yeah, what was that?
No, I jumped out my freaking hide. I'm not used to Skype, and that little water drop, it goes, doom, and I felt like I fell in the lake. And I had the volume turned up a little bit so I could actually hear if people do call through Skype. And I never realized how loud it was. I about jumped out my hide. Okay, guys, we're not going to talk about the donations anymore. If you want to donate to the show, I appreciate every dime and every dollar you send in here. So get that in there. Like I said before, for every donation, $5 or more, I'll give you a 5-card angel reading. Actually, next week, I think, we're going to start going over cards and that kind of stuff. Just to give you an idea, because this was a spread that was given to me by the angels. I was actually sitting there one day, Candy, and, you know, it was in my shop, and I said, I do 7-card spreads with tarot cards and that kind of stuff, you know? And I said, it seems like certain people have certain spreads and that kind of stuff that fits their personality. So I was just sitting there talking to my angels, and I said, I like to have one too. And this pyramid came out. And what's so cool about the pyramid spread is you put down five, you can, right now, it's one of those things that's progressed. It's evolved. First, it was a 7-card spread. And what you do is you put 7 cards down, and then you have those little gaps between the cards. You put 6, and then 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, to get to a final card. And then the final card kind of taps the pyramid off. But you can also, within the pyramid, there's a scheme of 3. There's always three cards touching each other. And so it's basically stories within stories. Okay, so you have the pyramid itself, which is your life, and we know how our lives go anyway. There's many stories within our lives, many things we've gone through, memories and that kind of stuff. And this is basically what these pyramids do. One lady even described it that way. She said it's like, she goes, I look at the table, that's my life on the table. So the first 7 cards you put down is your foundation. Okay, and it tells you this is your foundation, and then as you go through the pyramid, it tells you how to maintain that foundation or how to, you know, monopolize or correct or whatever throughout the pyramid. And then each one of these 3 cards has a story in itself, and you can just keep going in it. So these readings, I mean, a 7-card reading can last about 60 to 90 minutes. And it's cool. Well, when I do readings, you've seen me do readings before too, so there's a lot of counseling and a lot of information and tools and stuff with go in there too.
Yeah.
Stories and stuff like that to get you kind of like grounded and to see it from someone else's point of view too. But so we did that, and then when you get done with the pyramid, you can go down either side of the pyramid. And I think how it goes is the right side is your materialistic side, and then your left side is your spiritual side. So it gives you not just within the thing, within the pyramid itself, but when you go down the side of the for your final outcome, it tells you this is what, you know, this is what's going on, this was in your materialistic world, and this is how you obtain things. And on this side, it says this is how you obtain a spiritual lifestyle, enlightenments and growth and that kind of stuff. So then I told my angel, I said, well, there's some people who come in the shop who don't have, you know, 60 to 90 minutes or can't afford it. At the time, I was charging $25 for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, we got to, you know, what can we do? And then we came up with a 5-card and then the 3-card. And we can actually do a 6-card. It depends if the person wants to do the 6 or the 5. So it was like the whole thing just came out of just asking the angels for guidance on how to have a spread that was not just unique to me, but it was also very detailed, very accurate, very insightful, and would definitely, it's like a counseling session that most people wouldn't get that kind of enlightenment for 3 or 4 months working with a psychiatrist or a therapist, and we get it done in 60 to 90 minutes. So that's what we're trying to do, you know, trying to knock it down where these people can walk out the door and say, now I know which direction to go in. I got tools to work with, and now I can take care of it every day. Because I told him, I said, you want to be in a position in your life where you can't keep a psychic on speed dial.
Exactly.
You got to learn how to sit there and go, this is life. I can do it. I make the decision. So therefore, everything happens is my fault, good or bad. Now, you can use the word fault. or just sit there and say I'm 100%, I'm 100% responsible
yes.
for my life, and then just go and see what I can accomplish. Because I like that one story fits in my mind so much. When Dr. Wendy Dearborn was here, on her, she got a show called, I think it's called My Life, My Choice.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on here, and she was talking about her friend who got raped and beat up and basically left for dead. She was a realtor.
Okay.
And so the situation was, it was talking about what she did and how she took responsibility for her life. She said she got raped, she got beat up, she got left for dead, and they asked her about the whole thing, and she said basically it was all my fault. And the people freaked out when she said that, and she said, well, the reason I say it's all my fault, because if I would have listened to my guidance, it would never have happened. She said this guy talked to her, wanted her to go show him this house, and she, you know, her guides were saying, and angels were saying, no, 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 don't go. She was in her car driving on the highway. She said they were still telling her, don't do this. And even she said, even when she was walking up the sidewalk to go and take show this guy the house, they were still telling her, turn around, go home, go home, go home. And she said basically what happened was she wanted to sell a house. So at that moment, she wasn't important. What was more important to her was money. Got to sell that house. And in the process, the whole thing is, she said, I take 100% responsibility for what happened.
Yeah.
Because if I would have listened to my guides and angels,
yeah.
I would have never been there. And she said, and basically what we're saying in the situations like that, we're not condoning what the guy did and said, oh, you know, she had it coming. But everything in this lifetime, or any lifetime, is a learning experience. Some people are more hard-headed than others. Because people sitting there going, did she really have to go through that to learn to listen to herself? Well, that's her life. I think you should be asking her that question and see what she says. Because you might be shocked when she sits there and keeps taking responsibility for the whole thing constantly and saying, yes, I do. I mean, have you ever had any experiences like that yourself?
I was just about to say I did. I was a child, and I was actually living in Washington State. We lived in Puyallup. It's not too far from Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I had a friend. His name was Dexter, and he had an older sister, and she was deaf.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I went over to his house one day, and I mean, he had two little, you know, siblings too, and
mm-hmm.
we always just, you know, like play cards, or it was just kind of, you know, one of those households where everybody got along. You know, they were so poor, you kind of had to.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he's all, oh, we're going to go next door to the neighbor. And I'm like, immediately a red flag went up. And I said, why? And, oh, he's just a really nice guy and this and that. And, you know, but you stay
mm-hmm.
with me, he said. And I'm like, okay, another little red flag. And even his sister, she held my hand. And she was older than him. She was the one she could not hear.
Mm-hmm.
There was a whole different story attached to that one, too.
Mm.
Basically, the stepfather threw her against the wall, and that's what blew out her eardrums, because he used to beat her. And he was no longer living there, thank God. But we went next door, and I just knew. I knew. My intuition was telling me, he's a molester, he's going to do this. And I was right. I went home, and I thought, oh, my God, I did not listen to myself. And I remember I was living, my aunt and uncle had adopted me at the time, and I told them, my uncle, he's my Dew Indian, very
mm-hmm.
very protective of his women, and he was going to take an axe over there. My aunt had to stop him. I mean, normally he's like a really nice, you know, light-colored chocolate. Oh, no, he was a lobster. He was mad for so long. And so he warned everybody about him. You know, and the cops were over there, and it was just a huge fiasco. But you know what's funny? I take responsibility for that one, like that lady took responsibility for herself, because I knew something was wrong. All these little red flags, even though I believe I was around, I want to say around 9 or 10,
mm-hmm.
I did not listen to myself.
Mm.
Something told me just to go home.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those things. You gotta listen to yourself. Gotta do this. Gotta do that. And you know, you just want to. I always tell people, I said, take it one step further. And go, okay, you messed up. That's great. Or well, I'm just saying it's great because you realize you messed up. Now don't do it again.
You know.
And so I was going to tell everybody, if we're doing readings today for 3 hours. We still got 2 hours and 29 minutes. It's now 9:30 p.m. It's March 5th, 2011. This is Psychic Journeyman Show, and we're doing readings today. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Also, I was talking about before, where I got the donation fund. It's called the Colorado Fund, which helped me get home, helped me to support the show. Actually, right now, I got some bills that really need to be paid urgently. And my angels keep saying, no, they don't, but go ahead and ask anyway. So it's like, okay, guys, so I'm trying to get the donations in, and for every donation you give $5 or more, you will get a five-card angel reading, and we call them the five-card foundation readings, and they're very in-depth readings, so take advantage of it. And what we're doing right now is, I forgot to tell you, too, is you go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. What you do is you send a message through there that you've booked a reading with me. Leave your phone number, information, so I can get back with you so we can actually do that reading. Okay? And I also have a special rate for people who want to call in the show and get a 60 to 90 minute session. Okay? Those are 7-card spreads, and they're also very detailed readings themselves. But for people who call on the show, you're getting a special rate because they usually go for 60 to 90 minute sessions or $125. 30 to 45-minute sessions are $75, and 15 to 30-minute sessions are $45. But for people who call the show, for a 60 to 90-minute session, it's $65, and for a 30 to 45-minute session, it's $45. And for a 15 to 30-minute session, it's only $30. So give a call in here and take care of that situation, too, because they're very in-depth readings. I think you'll be amazed with the information you walk away with. You can really make some definite changes in your life. So definitely get in there and contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And like I said before, leave your number, your information, and I will call you back and do readings. I usually do them through Skype, and usually what happens is when I call you back, it usually comes up a known. So jump in there and take care of that situation as well. And right now, like I said before, I want to keep the show going. I like keeping this format because we're actually bringing in, on an average, at least 3 days a week, we're bringing in 2 to 3 psychics, and a lot of times that's besides me. So, you know, to take advantage of 3 or 4 psychics on one show, I mean, call Psychic Source, call California Psychics, you only get to talk to one psychic, and that's for $5 a minute. So, to think about the situation and everything else like that, I mean, for a $5 donation, and for like 4 or 5, well, actually, I'm trying to think this out, and actually, it'll actually touch about 4 or 5 people, maybe 10 people at a time, call and get a reading. That also, it's like you give your $5 donation, plus call and get your reading, you touch probably another 5 or 10 people, because it's kind of a crazy thing, but it's also exciting. And it's just really great to do that, to be able to touch not just one person with one reading, but touch 4 or 5 people. So it's called the Manitou Springs Colorado Fund. It basically says, get me to Manitou Springs. I want to go home. I lived in Colorado for a very long time. I want to go home. Where I lived, that's where I feel like home's at. So all I'm saying is like a group effort. We'll all come together, get me home, help me keep my show going, and then it all benefits you. It benefits me. It's definitely a full cycle here. So I don't know what else to say. So let's get those donations in today, because I really want to get my phone turned back on, and I want to get everything paid off and get things done. I still feel in my mind. I still feel in my head. It's all going to come together, and we're all going to be like a big group of people that are just celebrating and having a great time because you're getting the answers you want. I'm doing the readings I love to do, and we're all having a fun time. So contact me through my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So get in there and check that out, okay? We got two hours and 25 minutes left on the show. Plenty of time to do reading, so get back in there. We had the queue was full there for a minute. I think it's probably a technical problem. People keep getting knocked off, because I've heard people say they call in and they keep getting knocked off. That's not good. Also, I wanted to mention too on WizIQ.com, I'm going to be teaching classes on there. And what it is, there's a link in the chat room I might put in there again. But basically, go to my website and you'll see there's a little thing on the right below where the Colorado Fund is for donating your money for the, well, just donations. But underneath there, there's a link that takes you to WizIQ. And you'll see I have one class scheduled so far. It's not one of the easiest formats in there to maneuver through. So I was trying to get that thing done, and I'm doing a class. It's Wednesday the 9th at 11 a.m. Eastern. And what it is, we're teaching people how to do angel card readings and tarot card readings, but we're going to get very depth with them. We're going to talk about each and every card. We're going to talk about reading the cards. We're going to talk about intuition, how to use your angels and your guides to get the messages that you need to do to see a deeper meaning in each one of the cards, not just to read the cards per se, because we're going to go over the cards. We're going to say, okay, this is what the cards mean, but these are possibilities. What your job is to listen to your angels and your guides to detail that information to the person you're talking to, but also to be confident with yourself and enough to look at those people when they have a tendency to come back with all kinds of crazy questions and say, okay, you know, right now you're going through a really bad time with your love relationship. And they'll go, well, isn't everybody? You have to have confidence, come back and say, well, we're not talking about everybody else. We're talking about you. So this keep it fixated on this. Because, see, we're trying to make it as specific as possible. But sometimes our clients have a tendency to make it vague for their own personal reason, because they don't want to look at the situation. So it's one of those things. It's an in-depth class. I mean, people teach people how to read cards and all kinds of stuff all the time. I just don't think they really go deep enough to help people understand, because I've had people come to me who just look at me and say, oh, okay, people have been trying to teach me how to read cards. I've been reading the books. I've gone to classes. And all they really tell me is what the cards mean and how to put the cards down, basically going over spreads and cards and that kind of stuff. But she said, how do you really do readings? People want to know the deeper meaning of these things. So we're going to try to do that. So join us. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I just got a message. It's called 222, which means my manifestation is about ready to pop through the surface. So therefore, don't give up 5 minutes before the mistake, which means giving in and going on and forgetting about it. So you keep focusing, doing your affirmations. But it said, you've heard that saying before, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Candy. I'm just trying to get a lot of information out here.
Oh, and I understand. I understand.
But the situation, though, I would like to be on your show, so just let me know.
Okay. Yeah, if I can ever get back on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
I keep trying, and it keeps kicking me out, and so I'm very, very frustrated, because I would love to be in the chat room.
Everybody's been kicked off and that kind of stuff. Keep them back in. We're going to get to you. The number here is 646-721-9031. And everybody out there that who have actually bought readings from me and that kind of stuff, I'm still going to take care of your readings until we do this. But, you know, it's like this. Realistically, if I have two people who call before this show is over with to get a reading after the show, taking advantage of the $65 readings, the 60-minute sessions, if you do that, that will get me in the green again. I'll call it the red. Red makes me feel like I got a sunburn. Or the black. But I said two people calling here today and get a $65 reading, that will put me in the black, and I'll be great. My phone will be paid off, my computer will be paid off. And for you doing that, I'll also give you an additional 10% off that rate too as well. And also I got relationship counseling and life coaching sessions that go for $175 for a 90-minute session. And if you call in here right now, I'll give it to you for $125. I usually recommend my clients to get at least 3 sessions when it comes to those things. And right now you can buy a block of 3 for $333. Now if you take the $125 and add it 3 times, that's $375. You're still getting a break on the $125 off the main one for buying 3. So a lot of good things going on here. So take advantage of these things and give me a call. Well, you can call on the show and say, I want to take advantage of those things, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yogasite.com. And you think how many times I say that, you think I'd be a little easier with the flow, but it's still like falling over a couple blocks. So jump in there and take advantage of those things too, guys. I also tell people out there, especially families with gifted children, if you don't know what you can do with the situation, you feel a little helpless and that kind of stuff, give me a call. I have great sessions for those two and great special rates where we can actually go over those things, help you, help them, help you guys to work together to enhance that child's gift. But also, I always tell them, too, if the child has gifts, more than likely you do, too. So this would be an enlightening situation for both of you. So check that out and contact me through my website. Also, if you want to advertise to the show, you go find out what it costs to advertise to a show like this. Find out what it is. Call me up. I'll beat it by half. And then people who want to sponsor the show, get some coffee, just sit down and talk. So contact me through my website, www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So give it in there. And we're going to get past all this stuff, guys, because I just want to go over some things real quickly because we're just trying to get, I'm just trying to get the bills paid, okay? And I love doing this. I love doing readings. I love talking to people. I love having people on the show like Candy and just all kind of good stuff going on. And I just want to make sure this keeps going on. So help us out. And I guarantee you, because people on the show, Candy, I mean, shoot, people, go listen to the archives. People on this show are getting like full readings. We had a lady, we've had a couple of people come in and it's like 20, 30 minutes. So I don't think you can get that anywhere else. So I just want to keep that format going. And I feel also if I go to Colorado, I just feel like it's really going to open up for me too. And I'm trying to put the book together. I'm trying to do 5 courses on this thewizIQ.com. You can actually do 4 courses. You can do live classes. It's just taken me some time to put all this stuff together. And I've gone and put my website on everything I can get my hands on. Talking to people, put my link here, put my link there. People said they've been putting my link on their shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, send your link to me because I have a blog, I have a website, and then my show.
Okay. So so what I do is I just send you my website.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, people just keep saying links. I'm sitting there going, I have no idea what that means. I knew it was a good name to put on my show. When I call it the Missing Spiritual Link. I know how to spell it, but I don't know how to do it. So, all right, guys. People are out there want to call in here because a lot of people, you guys, have called in. So if you're having trouble calling and you keep getting knocked off, just keep calling back in. If it's easier for you to get into the chat room, anybody who's I can understand that either. There's hardly anybody in the chat room either. Oh,
yeah.
No. Not
Blog
this
Talk Radio is really screwing up.
Huh?
I said Blog Talk Radio is really screwing up, you know, is what it's doing to me. Is every time I click on my homepage, I can get on my homepage, and then I click to get on yours. No way is it going to let me go on there. You know?
No. Isn't that crazy? I don't understand that.
You know what? Hey, you need a banner. I'm going to make you a banner, sir. You send me your website, and I'll take a picture, whatever picture you want, and I'm going to make you a banner for your Psychic Journeyman show.
Yeah, because I actually have an online website. It's green and black, and I have unicorns and all kinds of stuff. And you notice I did change the picture.
Yes.
Yeah, but
I think you need a banner. With your little picture that you have, the one that shows the light behind you, I'll make you a banner. I've been doing this for some people. I've been led to do this, and I don't know why. You know,
I got my picture. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, for the top of your show page.
Yeah, because I got my picture on the top where the banner usually is supposed to go.
You need a good banner up there.
No problem. Do it up.
I will.
So you ready to do some readings, are you?
I am 100% ready.
Sorry, guys. Just be patient out there. Because, I mean, it's a lot of you guys are really impatient. You don't realize that makes you look bad. Not me. Okay? Because I tell everybody, if you can do it better, and you do like I did when I told someone that too, and they told me you can do it better, then get your own show. I'm like, uh-huh. And I did. So, welcome. So just check it out. And, you know, that whole thing is just freaking me out here. I don't mean to make people wait, but also at the same time, waiting. And is it really waiting or being impatient? I actually had a friend of mine the other day got mad at me because I told her, she's giving me suggestions and stuff. And I do listen to everybody. I mean, seriously, I listen to everybody, but I have a bad habit. I make decisions the way I want to go and what direction I want to go in with the show. And
you're
I told her
led by your inner guidance too.
Yeah, that's what I told her. That's what I told her. I said I follow my guidance because when I listen to human beings, I get myself in trouble.
Yeah.
I listen to my guides every time. They always take me someplace better. Most human beings, and I'm not saying all of them, just saying the ones I've dealt with in those situations, have their own alternative motives. So I don't deal with it.
Yep.
Enough said. Okay, guys, we're going to do some readings. I'm sorry. Let's get to the... Yeah, so our first caller here is 323. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm excited.
I didn't mean to catch you off guard there, but...
So you guys,
or maybe I did. I think I did. I think I really did. So I'm sorry about that. But what's your name?
Yvette.
Yvette. Have you been on the show before?
I have not, but I've heard you a few times.
You need to tell everybody to contact this show. You know why? Because this is a great show. And we answer
questions. It is a great show.
Which can we, I mean, seriously, I tell people, go check out the archives, because it's like we try to get as deep as we can with your questions and everything to make sure we get as much information out there for you. So when you walk away, either you're scratching your head going, I need to go back and ask, what the hell did he just say? Or, you know, because we, Amy was on the show the other day. And we did this reading for this lady,
mm-hmm.
And I was also on Amy. I was also on Amy's show. You know? Do you know Amy?
No, I don't.
She has a show called Cupid Psychic Aim. It's on Tuesdays and Fridays. Yeah, I was on her show, and everybody was like, "You guys are so great together. You guys like bounce off each other, and you guys like compliment each other." And I'm like, "Yeah." Every time she comes on the show, we have these debates, and everybody starts coming in. I don't know if it's the energy or what. But we hit this lady with so much information. She's like, I definitely know what direction to go into. I got to process all this stuff, but I do have a lot of information to work with. And thank you. She was very thankful for it. But
she probably got off the show and yanked out all of her hair.
But I told her. I said, you know, if you have any more questions or anything like that, I understand we gave you a lot of information. So you know, if you want some clarification on something, just let us know.
Yeah.
So
Yvette, what is your question?
Yes,
is it all right that I ask you questions? Yeah, go right ahead. Okay, the first one is someone hit my car the other day, and it's someone that works next door to my work. And
It's a male.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling too.
Yeah, it's a male, dark hair, kind of tall, kind of slinks around. I don't like him.
Well, he's not quite tall, but maybe he thinks he's tall.
Well, it's like this. Syndrome. I get the impression he slinks around, so he might be taller than you think. So,
right.
You know, he wears inserts in his shoes.
Hmm.
Hey, don't ask me. I'm just telling you that what's coming through real quickly. And
right.
I deal with stuff that comes quickly. Cause,
right.
You know, but with the situation with you, I'm sorry. I know there's a question in there. I'm just telling you the guy and the situation and a lot of things that are going on with that whole thing. I don't know what you really want to do with that situation, but...
This is the deal. I kind of decided that I was going to do him a favor.
Yes.
He, like, maybe would do it without insurance and, you know, go through a person that, you know, he knows. It's not that big of a deal, but
mm-hmm.
I kind of just wanted to know if it was going to be... it's not even, like, about the work. It's almost about him being appreciative that I'm doing him a favor. And in some ways, I don't feel like he probably is. I don't know. And maybe
I'm
wrong.
That's one thing I got to Yvette. I mean, it's like I get the impression if you're going to do it, then just do it. You know, don't worry about getting any kind of respect or any kind of gratitude or something like that, because he's just not going to do that. He's just not that kind of person who does that kind of thing. But for you to be good with to be honest with yourself and don't beat yourself up on it, I think I would go through with it and just say, okay, I'm just going to do this because, you know, the whole thing and that kind of stuff. But, you know, the situation, walking in with your eyes wide open, making sure this guy does not ask for anything. Because, okay, he hit your car or you hit his car?
No, he hit mine.
Okay, he hit your
car.
And it was parked.
It was parked. And someone, where I work, everyone knows each other. And they came and got me.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Why do I feel like he's blaming you?
Well, it's funny because it's almost like, it's not like he's blaming me, but it's almost, it feels like, the energy I'm picking up on is something where it's like, it's the energy you're picking up, it's like, I'm actually doing him a favor, but it doesn't feel like I'm doing him a favor.
Right.
That's what you're picking up on.
Okay. Because I was like, it's like he's blaming you. That's what I got. He was blaming you as in a sense of, I just get to, because
well,
I'm
you know what?
Like,
that's funny. He made a comment, something about, it's a couple of days ago, and then something, and then like I said, dude, it's on you. You know? So it's this weird kind of game going on. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, my intuition at first was just like, intuitively, just do him a favor. I don't know why I'm doing this. Just go with this. And then my ego says, I don't know if he really appreciates this, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm saying. I've heard this a couple of times of people sitting there going, well, I've been doing readings and stuff, or I do this, and it's, and I don't feel like people really appreciate it. Well, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and what you need to do is sometimes we get caught in that syndrome of trying to please everybody, okay? And what you need to do is you need to stop. It's like put it up there, okay, my guide says I should do this, and just follow through with what the guides tell
you. Okay, because that's basically what the guide said. Just do it this way.
Right,
and then,
because,
like, whatever.
Yeah, because I've... Because if you're trying to please everybody, which it seems like you have a bad habit of trying to please everybody, that can be so exhausting in itself.
Actually, I don't. It's just the situation.
Okay.
Really, I really don't please anyone. Really, it's just really the situation. No, really, it's just
I don't believe. I believe you. I swear, I believe you. It's
this situation has been perplexing.
The only reason I was laughing because if that's the case and you don't do that normally, then you're putting a lot of energy into this one.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's like you're trying to figure out, because you really want to do the right thing here.
Right.
I'm just saying with the situation, if you feel like you're obligated to take it this way, but I also get an impression too. My guys keep telling me over and over again that if he gives you a problem, then you're going to have to take it legally.
Okay.
Okay. And he has to do so because I just feel like he's going to take advantage of the situation.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like it's going to come to the point where he's going to try to talk you out of some stuff, talk you into a different scenario that fits him more. What you need to understand is he hits you, so therefore compensation you deserve. So if it comes to the point where you start getting a kind of like leery because you feel like he's trying to weasel out of something.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I feel like he's very tactful.
Yeah, he's nasty.
Tactful?
He could get nasty too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be careful.
He has a tactful way of doing things, where you think that you're getting a good deal, but it's just a bunch of BS.
Mhm. It's that poop dipped in sugar.
Right. Yeah, if it's shit, it's shit.
Disgusting.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. So.
Yeah.
You
want to sugarcoat this? No, I can't do that.
No, you did not sugarcoat that.
I'm just saying, we can sit here and look at the situation. If you really want to get blunt about the whole thing, I feel like he can be really an ass.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
He can be very manipulative, and what I'm seeing out of him is he has, after stuff like this that have happened, I see him keying cars and just being real disrespectful and just like Donnie said, just an ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Huh.
I mean, with the situation, you got when you're following your intuition and your guides on the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So some people have a tendency to hesitate on a couple of variables because they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. They don't want to hurt somebody in any kind of situation. When your guides are telling you to do something, nobody's getting hurt. It's just a person who's trying to play that and put that energy on you to make you feel sorry for him so he can get what he wants. And that's what I feel like he's all about.
Yeah. Right.
What you gonna do here? Exactly what I said I'm gonna do. See, I went through this. The reason I say that because people are just a person, an individual, usually have a good way. But when people put themselves in a situation like he's trying to do, he's trying to put himself in a situation like us. That's why I keep hearing with him. You know, when we do this or I'm in us in a bad situation, he doesn't really refer to him.
Uh-huh.
I think the reason he doesn't refer to him is because he doesn't want to take the
responsibility.
Yeah.
Right.
And I had what I was trying to say was I had a situation where I lived in Maryland. I was in a situation, it was like 90 degrees. I was kind of like ticked off, and there was some things going on, and I threw my door open, and he smacked his lady's car. And all I did was I cracked. There's a rubber strip on that. You ever seen some of those cars where they get the little rubber strip on them?
Yeah.
I cracked that, and the alarm went off.
Oh,
my gosh. Just by luck, the alarm went off when these people who owned the car were coming out of the freaking store. So I'm sitting there going, oh, just great. So they come over there. Next thing, the lady's freaking out. She's screaming, you hit my car, you know, da 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 da. I'm sitting there going, I don't understand the hostility. I didn't understand the anger, the hostility, the emotions. I said, lady, it's a crack and a little piece of rubber. I said, if you take that plastic film off there, there's no crack. And she's like, no, 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 you hit my car, you did this. And then she goes, look, there's a crack on my back door, too. I'm like, I'm sorry, ma'am, but my door will not, it's a two-door car. There's no way the door could go back and hit your back door, too. So I looked at her and I said, it's rush hour. I said, lady, I said, I said, why don't you just kind of determine how much it is, and I'll pay you right now. I had the money. I had a lot of money on me at that right moment. I said, I will pay for it. And she said, no, I'm calling the cops. I said, if you call the cops, you ain't getting a dime out of me, because I'm not going to sit here for 4 hours. And she said, what do you mean 4 hours? I said, lady, it's rush hour. We are not a priority. There are accidents happening on the rush hour and the beltway between D.C. and Maryland. They happen in Virginia. There's Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. right on that, around that little spot, and they have accidents at rush hour all the time. I said, that's a priority. We're going to be sitting here for 4 hours. And she said, I'm calling the cops. I said, fine. I told you what I'm going to do. I'm not sticking around. And I said, I will stick around. And she said, oh, you're going to leave the scene of an accident? This is not the scene of an accident. I smacked your car with the door. And she was like, I said, fine, I'll just stay here. And sure enough, we sit there for 4 hours. And the reason I was so ticked off, because at that time my daughter was 5 years old, and my daughter was cooking in the car. It was like 95.
Oh, wow.
So I sit there and fix my car. My starter went out. That's why I was mad. My starter went out right there. And I said, all places for a starter to go out, which was cool because Track Auto was right there, since the lady wouldn't let me leave. So I went in the process of doing this whole thing. I did get my starter replaced and changed that out and did the whole freaking thing. And I just told her, I said, this is just crazy. She walks back in to call the cops again. Her husband looks at me and he goes, have you figured out yet? And I said, yeah, it's her car. He said, yeah. He said, been my car. We've been sitting here. We've probably been at a bar talking about how we got that crack in my door and how to fix it. It'd be okay.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, so I'm just in the situation. I spelled out to her. I said, this is the way it works. Okay? I said, if you call the cops, not because I have a warrant, a record, nothing. I'm just not going to sit here for 4 hours. But when she called the cops, I am a person who follows through and said, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'll deal with it. But I told her flat out, I'm not paying for it. Okay? I said, all you got to do is pull a little strip off that freaking rubber piece, and there's no crack no more. It's a crack in the plastic piece. And when you pull it, you guys have bought stereos and a CD player or something like that. They always got that plastic film on them, and you just pull it off there.
Yes.
That's what was on the door.
Oh,
and
gosh. All
she had just bought the car, so she hadn't pulled that thing off. She would have pulled it off. You know what she did? I knew she was going to do this. She sent me a bill for $425 and tried to make me fix both doors.
Oh, God.
And I said, you know something? I told my mom, she goes, you going to pay for that? I said, this is like this, Mom. I want you to see how the spiritual life works for me. These people think they can do this, and they say, well, this is the real world. I'm sorry. I guarantee you, I'm going to throw this in the trash. I'm not going to think about it ever again. And guess what's going to happen? We're not going to hear from these people ever again because she's lying through her teeth. But if I put energy into it, she'll constantly keep calling and try to get that money. So we're not going to go that route. So I just threw it in the trash. And we didn't hear nothing from them ever again because she knew right then and there. I knew it was up. It's like I sit here and I study this stuff. I go through this stuff. So when people come to me and I tell them flat out, this is the beltway. And then she said, well, you have no insurance, because she asked for my insurance. I said, you're right. But I also know there is a federal law that says you have to have insurance. But it's also governed by each state in this country has a different way of approaching it. So if I'm from Ohio and I'm in Maryland and I don't have insurance, they can't do nothing about it. Now, if I go back to Ohio, I'm in trouble. But
right.
I told her right then and there, I said, you know, it's like you've got to walk into these situations. You need to know what you're talking about. And when you don't honor what you're saying, I'm just saying with you, I know that's a lengthy story, but I'm just saying, when you look at the situation and what a person can, because this lady here, when I met her, if I would have met her in a mall, she's probably one of the nicest people you want to meet.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't. So that's the whole thing. So I'm saying with this situation, I'm just trying to get a point out here because I don't want this guy to take advantage of you.
I'm feeling like that's the whole thing. It's like I want to extend the olive branch. I want to be nice, and I want to energetically feel like I want to give someone a break, you know. But I just don't want to. Yeah, like you said, I don't want to be taken advantage of. And
yeah.
I wrote up a document, and so I'll get him to sign it and everything.
Yeah, because I guess since that situation happened to me, when I got my first shop in Colorado, the lady came to me and said, you want to be part owner where you pay the bills and that kind of stuff. You want to buy into it, you can buy into it later, but you can still be part owner by just, you know, paying half the bills. And I said, no way. I said, but I will do it if we get papers drawn up and we sign a contract saying I own half the business, as long as I pay half the bills and that kind of stuff. So
right.
I always go through that. And she's like, at first she was kind of hesitant, and but you know when situations happen, and you have that documentation to back you up, because she came back later on and tried to really muscle a lot of things out, and I had that leverage mm-hmm. and I had a piece of paper, and I said, you know, basically, screw you. I'm not going to deal
right.
with this. I knew you were
right.
going to do this leverage thing, so I have my own leverage over here. So go do what you want to do. That's why I needed to have it on paper.
Right.
But, and it's worked out too. That I had a manager. Well, actually, this lady wanted, and she wanted to manage me. If anybody's out there managing people, like in psychics and stuff, give me a call. I'm looking for ways to expand. I'm looking for to touch many people. And sometimes when it comes to this business part, I'm kind of lacking the information on that whole thing. So if anybody give me an insight, that'd be great. But in general, this one lady came in and said she wanted to manage me. And the first thing I said was, you can manage me, but I want it done in paper, all the percentages and that kind of stuff. And she said,
mm-hmm.
well, come on, we're like friends and stuff like that. Doesn't matter. Friends are not friends. Business is business.
Mm-hmm.
And I right then and there, I started having really leery feelings about her being a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because she made such a big scene about the situation and saying, no, I don't think we need a piece of paper. And, you know, and then I used to work, I don't know if you know anything about keying candy, but you ever heard of keys on the internet where you can do readings through there?
No.
Well, I said, it's basically what it is. You go on this site and you set the whole thing for yourself, and you basically charge how much you want to charge per minute, like the big companies do, and
okay.
you can do it all yourself. Yeah, you can do it all yourself, do the whole thing, and you can have a direct deposit and whatever you want to do. And I set this whole thing up myself, and she came to me and said, she goes, since I'm going to be your manager and stuff, do I get a percentage of that? And I said, this is the way it works. You get a percentage of everything you do, everything you set up. So if you go to metaphysical shows or we have personal engagements at metaphysical shops and that kind of stuff, and you set all that stuff up, you get a percentage. But if you don't, and I do it myself, you don't get a percentage. I said, this is why I want a piece of paper to basically dictate to her. Because right then and there, she started taking advantage of little situations, small
mm-hmm.
ones. First it was keen, and then it was some personal engagements that I set up myself, or things I would do myself, and the percentages and that kind of stuff. Or sometimes, let's say she wouldn't get a percentage one time, and then she wouldn't come back and get double percentage on the other spot.
Oh, jeez.
So it was one of those things where it's like, this is just freaking work. And I've always wanted to have a manager to do that side of the work, but now it's one of those things where that person would have to be kind of versed in spirituality or something, either healer or some kind of profession that I do, but also decided to do a management gig, you know,
mm-hmm.
where they would have management skills, but they'd also understand how it works with metaphysical people. So,
can I ask one more question, guys?
Sure.
No.
No. It says no, I say sure.
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just joking.
A special gentleman coming into my life. Any signs or energy? I'm sure there is, but I was just curious.
Awesome. Okay, well, the question was, there is someone coming in your life, or will there be?
Both.
Okay.
I mean, I know someone is, but like...
Okay, the reason I asked the question, because you're saying that there is a special person coming in.
No, there isn't, but I know there's someone. I know energetically there's someone. But I just
okay,
you,
to
can,
know.
You can feel them, right?
You can feel
them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was going to
yeah.
ask her, because I used to ask questions, really hard questions and some things like, because I've had this one lady came to me and she goes, there's this guy I want to be with, and I would be so great for him. And I said, tell me why. I kind of stumped her on that question because she couldn't tell me why, but she just
mm-hmm.
knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that she'd be so great for this guy. And I said, lady, and I hate to say this, and I tried to be as nice as I could to tell her that she had a lot of issues. And she...
Don't we all?
Yes, what I'm saying is she had a lot of issues that she wasn't willing to look at, so she was going to try to find somebody to fix up, so she'd feel good by fixing him up, but she didn't have to
mm-hmm.
deal with her own self. So
mm-hmm.
so you feel energy of somebody who's coming in, and you get it coming in really soon, right?
Yeah, and I've had dreams.
2 weeks.
I was thinking three.
So, my thing is, she's working on herself.
I am.
Yes.
Yes. She's
yeah, you
can
tell you are. You're like moving by leaps and bounds. I could tell your energetic energy. It's like spiking and then it'll slow down, then spike it higher and then
mm-hmm.
slow down and then spike higher.
Yes.
You're learning. You're delving into so many new realms all at once.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you. You remind me of me.
Thank you. Wow. Nice to be
yes.
get a little validation on that level. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You keep up
yeah,
the good
no.
work. because I see I see more literature coming your way. It's almost like you're going to be in a bookstore and these books are just going to jump out at you saying, read me,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. So,
and all I was, right, I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
That's okay, go ahead, Donnie.
No, I was just going to say that I would really love to work with this lady too, so she'd call me for, get a private session with me, that'd be great. Because I was sitting there looking at some things, because it seems like she's been reading some books, but she's kind of hesitant on what step to take. She's mm-hmm. getting it, but she's the direction is like, okay, which way do I go? It's like it says I do this and this and this, but okay, is there a step to that too as well? So it's like I keep getting the impression that she's trying to take that. I see her putting a foot in the pool, test in the water.
Yes.
So so that's what I was saying. It came to me real quickly and said, call me. We'll sit down and do a special. Especially like a 90-minute session, because I feel like it's one of those things of helping you. And we call it the swift kick in the butt session.
Basically, is what Donnie will do is what I see, Donnie, psychically, intuitively, is you're going to literally fly her over a mountain by doing that. It's like you're going to bypass these little spikes. You're going to go flying over a mountain, and then you'll be in a better place. That's what that's why I see what will happen if you have this session with Donnie. Yes.
Yeah, and I also know the
Donnie's
situation.
Donnie's very good.
I know the situation, what you're going through and this stuff, because I mean, the reason I like working on those things with people because I was there myself. And, and it's one of those things, if I would have had somebody too, and there was some people too, but not in the sense of, I was on Amy's show, and she was like, who was the person that was, what you would say, was most influential in a positive way and that kind of stuff? And I said, well, not really anybody, but indirectly, and the negative things that they said about me motivated me to do what I wanted, what I felt like I should do. I don't know if that rings true to what you do in your situation or what, but you do something, you have some people, and you kind of question and say, okay, there's a negative boy, and I'm just, like you're asking yourself, why is this person crossing my path? I'm working on things, I'm doing this and that kind of stuff, but why would it, like, for example, I had a show last month where people, like four people showed, like it was like eight people showed up and just started doing all kinds of wild things in the chat room and on the show and that kind of stuff. The first thing I asked, what did I do to attract that? Okay? Because people go, those people are assholes. I'm sitting there going, that's true. Okay, but what did I do to have those people cross my path? You know, why did they come to my show?
You were carrying the same energy.
Right. But when we sort of looked at the situation, we go, I know now. So what I did was I made a positive out of it. And I said, those guys are looking for help, but they just haven't got to the point where they can actually ask for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're going in the right direction, you know, and they're just, you know, they're looking for things. And they're probably thinking they're the greatest people in the world. And I just wish they would sit back and go, why don't you guys have friends? Call me and I'll tell you why. But
always the honest one.
Yes.
Well,
so,
anything else on my guy?
Your guy thing. See, what we're talking about, the reason I brought the timing thing up was because I feel like since you've been working on yourself, and I was also going to say, if you want to schedule a session after the show, feel free to do so, because I mean, I'm usually up till 4 o'clock in the freaking morning, and that's the only time I feel comfortable working, I guess. So call me after the show, we'll do it, okay? And then what reason I brought the timing up is because when people are working on themselves, basically you govern that timing. I really feel like very strongly that when you start working on yourself and as you're letting down the resistance, you're letting that possibility in even more. So therefore, it's going to change the timing. So she saw 3 weeks.
Right.
I saw 2 weeks. I would put both those together where it could go back and forth. So don't let anything falter or get in your way, because the reason I say that, because right now I was talking to everybody and said, hey man, send donations in, just get the money rolling here so I can pay the bills, get everything going on. But I also was taking a look at the situation of why is this happening, and the point of looking for a blocker or something I might be doing, it might be just the idea of dwelling on it too much. Those also create blocks as well. So in the process of this guy, do not focus on him. Keep focusing on yourself. Because if you focus, you know, the more you focus on yourself and get to know who you are, the more you're going to recognize this guy when he comes in your life.
Not only that, but you will be removing a lot of your own blocks.
And I've been doing that.
That way you'll see him crystal clear.
Right.
Fantastic. You're doing a great job, too. That's what we're saying.
Yes, you are.
But
are you comfortable giving your number over right now the air?
Well, see, what I need you to do is You need to, because maybe I have your phone number right here.
Yeah, call me, and then yeah.
Because right now, until I get my cell phone turned to paid and turned back on, I'm using Skype. So what I'm going to do, I'm telling people to pay for their sessions, leave me a phone number and your information, you know, and that kind of thing, and then I'll call you back, and then we'll take care of it from there.
Perfect. Well, you have my number, so we can take care of that. So
don't hang up yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with my situation, I like to pass things on to people too, saying, yeah, I'm having some problems with money, I guess, in some sense of the word, but not really. I feel like it's going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with the situation, but what I'm trying to say to you is when you get in these situations, look for the solution. The solution was, I just paid my Skype too. I was like, for some reason, I came across very strong to get that out of the way first, and so I always listen to my guides on everything I do. But see, the reason I was stressing about the guy thing is I have a lot of people, and I will say women, and guys are the worst. Really, honestly, guys are the worst. You tell them about a girl, this is what she looks like. I mean, he's out the window every 5 minutes. Is that her? And so I tried to stress people. I said, what I want you to focus on, because you're already feeling his energy. And that's the reason you're feeling the energy, because that's what you're really supposed to focus on, is the essence of who he is. Mm-hmm. He's not a blue hair. He's not a blue
Let's
eye.
Let's hope not, Donnie.
Right. Okay. Hey, I saw that.
You
I
have lady blue hair. I'm sorry.
Half lady and half human.
Yeah, exactly. Either that or he's a punk. He's a punk rocker.
Right. Okay. I'm just saying, when it comes to blue eyes and brown hair and that kind of stuff, if you fixate on that, there's like a million people out there that look like that.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
What you need to focus on, what I'm saying, when you're working on yourself and you know the essence of who you are, it helps you recognize the essence of the person you're going to be with. And that's what I want you to focus on. Because, I had a lady call me up one time, and she got so rude because I wouldn't give her any descriptions. And I kept on telling her, I can't give you a description because you are a woman who dwells on these things. She goes, no, I don't, but I need you to tell me what he looks like. What a contradiction.
Oh, my goodness.
I really don't want to know those things. I mean, they're fun and entertaining, but at the end of the day, like you said, you'll be looking for that. And then you kind of spoil the energy of making a connection with someone.
Exactly.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, so fixated on this dark-haired, blue-eyed guy when a blonde guy with green eyes would come in, and he's one, but yet he had just dyed his hair, and he wears contacts or something.
Right.
Yeah, sweetie, too. I did the same thing. A psychic told me you're going to meet a girl with long, dark hair. She got green eyes, very lovely figure, very pretty woman, and she works at a coffee shop on the corner of the street. I went uptown, and guess what I found? 4 coffee shops on the corner of the street with a girl that had dark hair and green eyes and worked in this shop.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting there going, and who says God doesn't have a sense of humor? But
he does.
I could feel God laughing at me, going, if you're going to focus on the outside, then this is what you get. There's a lot of people that look just like that. So it's a learning lesson. Whoa.
That was me. Sorry, my hand. My hand went over the phone and it didn't. Sorry. I don't know why it did.
Wow.
I haven't had my ears pierced in a long time.
It's my energy, Donnie. It's because I'm just ready to leap through the phone.
Is that it?
It must be. No wonder why my Blog Talk Radio won't work. I'm focusing too much on it. It made me mad. Now I'm really mad.
Hey, it happens with the situation. So, Yvette, I hope we helped you out a lot.
You did. And definitely called me, and I appreciate both of you. You guys were a great team.
And I'll call you after the show then.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, let me ask you a question first.
What?
Do you know how much it's going to be?
No, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. Okay, that's very upfront about it. Yes, we'll talk about it. When I call you back, we'll talk about it then, okay?
Yep.
No problem then. I'll call you. I don't know where you're at. What state are you in?
California.
California.
Well, I'm in California too. I'm near Sacramento. Where are you, southern or northern?
I'm southern.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I heard the southern thing too, yeah.
Cool.
So you're like around Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, and where are you at?
I'm in Ohio.
Ohio, okay.
So if you get all your friends together and start giving donations and start paying some for readings, get me to Colorado, because I can't stand it here anymore. I don't know what it is. It's the energy, people. Because I was telling my friend about this, and I swear this is true. When I was in Colorado, I would do readings, and people would come in, and they'd go, I said $25 for a reading. They go, nope, here's 40. Or they'd give me 65, or they'd give me 100. Because they just felt like I was worth more.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Ohio, if I said $25, they go, that's too much. And they try to weasel all that, too. So I'm sitting there going,
wow.
I love Colorado because, I mean, I just feel like out west and that kind of stuff, people are just very generous. And they're
well, there's the energy. People understand the art form and the craft or the spirituality and the energy and effort that goes behind it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you just have people in the Midwest, they kind of like, are kind of, you know.
Like a Bible belt.
Yeah. Just like, what is this, you know, looking for a bargain, you know.
Yeah, but bargains for free.
I mean,
I told a guy says, give me, he said, why don't you give me a reading?
It's one thing to bargain you down when you already have a good bargain.
Yeah, so I said,
exactly.
Well, there was
you
a friend
know, that's
of
another story.
It was a plumber of mine. I had a friend who was a plumber, and he said, well, give me a free reading. I said, why don't you replace my pipes for free? He goes, well, I can't
yeah,
do
I
that.
Yeah, I love that.
Said, well,
the same prize.
Well, that's what he said. He said, I do this for a living. I said, so do I.
Right,
exactly.
And then all of a sudden you get silence.
Mm-hmm. People
okay,
don't understand it.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll be here.
All right, I'll call you up to the show.
All right.
I promise.
See you then.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Hey, Donnie, I'll be, I'm going to run and go grab a beverage real quick. I'm just going to put you on hold. So I'll be gone about a minute, but I really need some more water.
Okay, no problem.
In order, so I promise I'll be right back, and I'll put you on hold. That way there's no rocks in my fish tank. I don't have a fish tank anymore. I accidentally killed my fish. I went to clean it. My daughter was away at camp, and I went to clean it, and I put new water in it. They went
right.
belly up. I was
oh
so
my
sick.
God.
I was so sad. My favorite
what
fish.
What did you do? When you
all he did was replace the water because they had, well, you know, in a fish tank they have like you know the rocks and all the poop and everything. So I just
right.
wanted that out of there. Apparently they were living off that. They like living in their own scum.
Well, I do know. Well, the reason I asked the question because I know when you change water, it has to be room temperature.
Well, you know what it was. Actually, you know what was funny is that it was a little bit warmer than what I put in there because they were living in cold water because I didn't have a heater for it because of the electricity
okay.
thing, you know. And
okay.
yeah, and I felt, oh, man, I was upset.
Yeah,
but
it
I figure,
is.
You know what, we have other animals.
Right. Get a dog.
So,
they don't go belly up.
No,
but,
no, they won't. But, yeah, I'll be on hold, and I promise I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay.
No problem. We'll see when we come back. Excuse me. Let's check on some people in the chat room here. See what's up. Hello, everybody. Lily, Amy. There's a new person in there. There's a lot of people in the chat room that I haven't seen before. Mystic. I can't pronounce that. Mystic something. Vajar. And? Sorry. And then we got this Calamoon. That's cool. And what's that, Aaron Seitz? Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome. It's good to hear you. Sorry at work, can't always see the keyboards. Yeah, I used to play in a band. Had the same problem. You need to keep half of the old water. Oh, yes. Yeah, so many things. I had a girlfriend who used to have fish aquariums, and she said you did have to make sure that the water was the same temperature that water you took out. I didn't know that. And we had some fish, but we didn't keep fish very long. And then I had, when I was with her, I had three stepkids. And then there was the littlest one. I swear, he didn't realize, he didn't have the concept of life. We had some pups. And one morning, Ben come running upstairs and said that the dogs were drowning. I'm like, how could the dogs drown? They can't even get in the tub. I went downstairs, and I guess he had tried to give these dogs a bath. In the process of trying to give these dogs a bath, he had like a foot of water in there, and he just threw the water. He just threw them in there. I'm sitting there going, "My gosh, what the heck are you thinking, boy?" So what I do is I grab the dogs as soon as I could, pick them up upside down to get the water out of them. Luckily, I got there quick enough. I asked him what he was doing. He just said he was trying to give them a bath. But man, scary stuff. If anybody in the chat room has any questions or anything like that, you know, type it out there for me if you want. Or you can call in. Love to have some people call in. Everybody, you know, come on in the chat room. It's all come in. It's all have some fun. It's all send out the magnetic energy to pull the people in. I know, Lily. Hold on. I just want to make sure we get that energy pulling everybody in. And also, Lily, I want to say something to you. You're talking to me on the chat room, but I've already put you on, and you haven't said hello.
How was I supposed to know?
You wasn't. That was a secret.
It was a very good secret.
Yeah, so I'm telling everybody, I want you all to pop in there. I want you guys to go to my website and donate some money to the chat, to the, I don't know. It's almost like everything, I didn't really pay attention to a lot of things, and everything came due at one time. And kind of caught me by guard. Caught me off guard a little bit. And now I'm sitting there going, whoa, I keep forgetting that certain things do pop up at the beginning of the month. I got things that pop up in the middle. So, but nothing
comes.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Sorry. I can understand what you're saying. Right now, I'm in the process of manifesting money so that I can go down to Utah in July for my brother's seminar that he has planned.
How do you do seminars? You just set the thing up or something?
He's setting it all up. I want to be there to help out, and I want to be there to be a part of it because I am able to do so. So I keep telling myself I don't. Yeah, and I'm telling myself I don't know how, but I'm going to be there in July. I'm going to be in Utah in July. I don't know how.
Right.
But I'm going to be there, and that's what my brother said
right
I need
now.
To do to.
Yeah, I understand that, because that's what I'm doing right now. I keep saying to myself, I now have all the money I need for my personal needs and the needs of my family. And I kept saying over and over and over, and I believe it. And then I would sit here and say, money comes easily and frequently. All the money I need for my bills come easily and frequently to me now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, going over and over and over, I'm sitting going, what the heck is up with that crap, man? You know, but
no,
then I said,
well, that's what my brother told me. That's what he'd do. He's like, just say, you don't know. You know, then you're leaving yourself over it.
Open,
if you say you don't know, then you are being open instead of focusing on one specific line.
Yeah, it's like a misinterpretation.
Oh.
You want to make sure that you're exact about what you said. Because I will sit there and say it. If I have to, I'll say it slowly. Money comes to me easily and frequently now. All the money I need for my bills to pay my computer and my phone is now coming to me easily and frequently at this moment. I've been trying to do the thing with the thing I keep saying over and over again. I'm going to do. I'm going to try to put in like a thank you thing. Thank you, God and angels, for helping me attract the money I need to pay my computer and my phone and to keep my show going and to keep the flow going in every day. You know, something like that. Keep the flow. Thank you, God and Angel, for the flow. Because, I mean, my biggest goal is to focus on $2,400 a week. And I'm constantly going back and saying, okay, well, I'm going to put this in a positive way. Thank you, God and Angels, for being blessed with a $2,400 income weekly. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Thank you for that daily income of $400 for the readings that I do. In my journal I wrote it out, and I tell people all the time, I mean, there's nothing wrong with rewriting it until you feel like it suits what you're trying to accomplish. So if you have to do a couple drafts and that kind of stuff, no big deal. Go over it again. I mean, when I was doing the book, that book that I was telling before called The Super Beings by John Randolph Price. You know, basically what he says, too, he says, write your list of the things that you want and the parts of your life that you want to improve on and that kind of stuff. And he says, you know, from day to day, go over it. If you want to change things or maybe have a different variation, that kind of stuff, then do so. Because, you know, it's your life. And when you start seeing these different variations and things, it says that you've had time to think about it, so you're starting to see things clearly in a different direction. So there's nothing wrong with doing that. And as soon as you do take that, see that thought of changing direction, he says, well, take it then and change the direction. It's like when people in a relationship and they realize, this is not the relationship for me, it's done, it's over with. You don't wait a week to make the decision. You make the decision as soon as you get the realization. So it was the same thing here, too, because I was looking over the whole thing going, okay, what's good? I mean, I got that one. I'm tired of getting by. I want the total freedom of lavish abundance. So I thought that was pretty strong in itself. I'm tired of getting by. Go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I can agree with that because, you know, I have a lot of that, too, where, you know, it's just always getting by, and it's like, I don't like it. Like, my situation right now, you know, I know what's happening, and, you know, I know it's going to be coming in. It's just, I don't know when, and my landlady's being nice enough to let me stay, and, you know, I have 2 weeks now to do it, and I just got all my forms signed for my workers' compensation, and Vivian was going to get called for something, so she's the one that sets pay rates and stuff like that, and supposedly, as soon as she figures that out, I should be seeing a check. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so keep working on the whole thing. I was just saying, you know, I was sitting here talking to people out there, and I'm sure people do ask the question. When we sit there and say, look past the illusion, they ask, okay, what's the illusion? Well, basically what you're seeing right now is a manifestation of how you used to think yesterday. All the thoughts that were in the past that you had are now manifesting, and that's what you're seeing. So basically, if you look at the situation of focusing on what you really do want, then what's going on right now is an illusion because it's not what you want. So you're trying to change that. So what we're saying is look past the illusion. So, okay, everything's happened today. It's happened because you manifested this already. So it's happening. You're living it. So what you want to do is you want to focus on what you want now. You want to focus, put the energy out there, and then go on to tomorrow. Start to live, you know, get back to living your life. And then you're going to start, as you've changed your thinking and your focus and your energy, tomorrow will definitely be a different day. So what's going on now will not no longer exist. So that's the illusion.
Mm-hmm.
It can be kind of crazy in some situations because people say, well, it's happening. It's really right here. I said, but realistically, if you've taken science, you know for a fact that nothing's solid. It's all energy. It's just configured in a different way where it appears to be solid. But realistically, it's not. And our perceptions on how we see it and how we perceive it, you know, that's what gives us a substance, I guess. You know what I mean? It's like I can push on the table, I can push on the desk, I can do all this kind of stuff, but it's like there are some people, I was watching this, probably everybody's seen this series on television called Heroes, and there's one guy who could actually walk through walls. Now, the theory is, it's like levitation. Levitation is not the idea of floating or making your body lighter than air. What you're actually doing is, you're changing the polarity of gravity. So you're reversing gravity in a small little area. You know, you're not, and people go, well, you can't do that. Yeah, you can. In a small space, you can. I mean, you can't change the gravity pull of the whole freaking world. No, but why would you want to? You're just doing it for your purpose of what you're trying to do is levitation. Or you're trying to levitate a brick or a block or something like that. So at that moment, you're just looking at it and going, okay, we know what gravity is, it pushes down. So what you're doing is you're thinking like when we manifest. When you're manifesting something, what you're doing is you're manifesting using the opposite of what's happening. So it sucks. So you want to manifest good and positive things instead of negative things that are going on right now. So it's the same thing with gravity. It's another polarity. You know, I can't say it. Polarity where you're sitting there changes the gravity when you're saying, okay, gravity pushes down. Well, you focus on the opposite and then that's what will happen. You'll get the opposite, and then it looks like you're floating, but actually what you're doing is you're no longer being held down by a gravitational pull. If that drives you crazy, you know what hell I'm even talking about? Call me. Actually, what I was going to say was I'm going to be doing classes Wednesday the 9th, March 9th, at 11 a.m. on a website called wiziq.com. And what you do is you go there, you look up Psychic Journeyman. I think it's actually Psychic Journeyman Donnie Reed. That's who I am, and Psychic Journeyman. I put that there so everybody who knows me, who wants to take advantage of my classes and that kind of stuff, knows where to go. If you go to my website, you'll see where it says donations for the Colorado Fund and that kind of stuff. Right beneath that, there's a link right there for to push on that'll take you automatically to the classes. We're hoping to have more classes. I've been trying to do the whole thing, but I'm not a computer whiz. So some of these sites I go into, and I'm not saying it's a hard thing to do. It's just the idea of maneuvering through it on a new site, because everybody seems to do everything differently. I don't think there's anybody really does this. There's not a pattern where people can just go, okay. Everybody has their own little way of having their websites designed and stuff like that. So they each take a little bit to maneuver through, and it drives me freaking crazy. Does anybody in the chat room or you or anybody, does anybody know how old Sylvester Stallone is?
Old?
Oh.
I'm just saying.
I think he's like in probably his late 60s, maybe early 70s.
I think he's like 62 or something.
Well, the reason I said that, he's on the front of this Muscle magazine that was just done, because he just did this movie, The Expendables, last year. I mean,
yeah. God, he still looks good, though.
Yeah, I'm sitting with this guy going, motivation. This one guy goes, you know, he took steroids and hormones. I don't care. I'm looking at this guy going, you know, I've done the study on steroids and that kind of stuff, and I wouldn't say he's not taking growth hormones, but there's a difference between artificial and natural and that kind of stuff, too, as well. Mm-hmm. People think there's just one form of this, one form of that. People are misled. They actually had a true story of a guy who actually took his steroids to run faster and didn't realize he was taking a steroid that they actually give horses. And what was also bad about it was, too, that you only take one injection ever. And he was taking these injections, I think, two or three times a day.
Oh, my gosh.
And before it was over with, picture this guy. He's like 16, 17 years old. And in 6 months, I think it was 6 months, he was in the hospital getting bypass surgery, and quadruple. No, there's too many quadruples. But his heart was so damaged, even with those bypass surgeries and all the stuff they tried to do. He'd been doing this for 6 months, three times a day, and you're only supposed to take this thing once ever, and it was a horse hormone steroid. And I was just like, man, I mean, is it really that getting crazy out there now that we have to take those actions to be faster and to be quicker and that kind of stuff? Because I was sitting there watching The Secret, and one thing I do know for a fact, too, is a fact that when you start focusing on things in your mind, because I actually took some martial arts too, and taekwondo and that kind of stuff, and they used to practice a lot of mental games where you wouldn't actually do it physically, but you would run over certain routines in your mind. And they were finding out that when people went over these things about two or three hours of just focusing and playing these things out in their minds, that when they were actually in the procedure of fighting physically, they were actually better than people who practice all the time physically. Because the people who are practicing physically all the time are usually focusing more on the body part, but they found that the mind is a whole lot stronger than you think and comprehends very quickly, to the point where it also plays out through your muscles and your nerves and that kind of stuff. There's a whole lot more to it than that. I mean, it's like we were talking about people working out. When you work with people, will go and work on knowledge equipment or machines and just do machines all the time. For what they found out was they didn't have balance. Their coordination was almost nada, but then they had another group that did machines and free weights and worked those two together and got and actually progressed twice as fast. So it was one of those things, a combination. Machines are not bad, but using them by themselves takes away from the balance, especially with bench presses. And so we had a guy who could bench almost 500 pounds on a universal machine, but he could barely bench press two on free weight. So strength is good, but coordination—you have to have coordination and strength at the same time. And you're like, people are probably tuning in right now, going, "I thought this was a psychic show." Okay, I don't want you to all freak out about there, but you know, I'm also a personal trainer, so I have a tendency to talk about a lot of things. I like Atlantis, and now, if you're tuning in right now, the morning show is going to be changed. is I'm acting it out, and but I'm going to keep the name Missing Spiritual Link, and but we're going to put that on Thursday's show and call it The Missing Spiritual Link with Psychic Journeyman Thursday, where we're going to go over the topics I'm going over on the show that I do in the mornings. We're going to do that on Thursdays. That's what we're going to do on that show. And we're going to, I think we're going to have a couple more things show too, like on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Where we're going to bring up different topics. But, you know, the thing of Atlantis I thought was so fascinating was because it's so connected to spirituality, because of the way their community is structured. And what you were talking about before too, Candy, were you talking about this guy was talking about a military force that Atlantis had?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't resonate with it because it just didn't feel, you know, like something I knew of.
Well, I think what the guy's doing
is... Doesn't sound right.
If he's seeing visions, what he's probably seeing visions of is, you know, you were talking about the three falls. I was there telling people and going, people go, I don't get the connection between Egypt and Atlantis. I said, really? Atlantis had three falls, and mm-hmm. the Egyptian Empire had three kingdoms. I don't see no connection either. But
yeah, no, totally none.
Yeah, so you said, and the reason I started doing this show, The Missing Spiritual Link, is a lot of people and a lot of scientists, I've never seen people come up with these lengthy explanations for things. Okay, it's almost like saying a baseball fell right in front of you, and the guy goes, well, what actually really happened was the ground moved down further as the ball bounced across the grass. And then the grass went this way, it's parted its little face, and said, wow, let's do it this way, and we'll go over here. That's why you missed it. And you're sitting there going, okay, I could have swore I just hesitated for a minute, but okay. And you know, the same thing with I've had this on the show last Wednesday. I was talking about UFOs, and I said the one thing that bugs me the most is UFOs and everything we find on this planet. Everybody wants to say alien. Now I saw that. I mean, I'm not saying at one point that I didn't see the same thing too, the possibility of aliens too. But then I started thinking about it even deeper and saying, okay, hold up. If you have an alien race that's coming here from another planet, or even from another dimension, why would you need? First of all, they have the runways in Peru. I said, well, why would you need a runway? You just land your ship and that'd be it, right? But if you have a culture that was thousands and thousands of years ago, and they were, you know, like we was in the first part of this century, experimenting with flight and that kind of stuff, then you would have runways until you evolved to a point where you didn't need them anymore. But you wouldn't find those kind of things here from the alien race. Maybe you would if you was on their planet. But on this planet, you would find that probably because I was talking to a friend of mine, and she said, well, I don't... She said, you know for a fact that the thing with the faith on Mars and that kind of stuff was just a hoax. And that's your perception. That's what you believe. That's cool. No problem. No problem at all. But I don't... I mean, when I sort of looked at it, I'm still not going to dismiss that Atlanteans... We're actually experimenting, and if not already traveling with space travel. I mean, think about this: if you telepathic powers to take machinery and devices to travel, like we saw the magic carpet in India and that kind of thing, right there. I feel like it was an influence from Atlanteans flying around on certain vehicles, and they, since that culture likes your Persian rugs and that kind of stuff, they would put two and two together and felt like, oh, this guy has a magic carpet. When actually it was a vehicle that was controlled by mental thought. So therefore, you could actually take your space program and all the stuff that goes with it and advance very fast, very quickly. So the idea of propulsion would be different too. So the idea of going to Mars and going in space flight would be a little bit different. I mean, we've all seen shows on television where we're talking about the like Star Trek. You have a transporter. The one I thought was cool was also in a Star Trek episode where. They found this ship. They had this device where they could actually go through different dimensions, but they'd had it so controlled that what these dimensions would do for you was they were like little wormholes. So instead of using a transporter, what you would do is you would open up one of these little dimensional things to go from point A to point B in the same dimension. So it was like I don't know how to describe it. But basically what it is a little device where it looks like an elevator door. It opens up that takes you to where you want to go when you're actually traveling through a wormhole. Like a Stargate, but a miniature one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everything would happen very quickly. So I said, okay, look at the situation. Everybody's thinking about, oh, how could Atlanteans travel to Mars? Well, you're thinking about the Apollo project or the program. You're thinking about that kind of programming. You're not thinking we have an advanced race here that can just go, I'll just think about going to Mars. Boop, see you later. And I'm just saying, we have transporters. I've seen so many movies where people were just, you know, they'll sit there and, like Heroes. You've seen Heroes, haven't you?
No,
oh, you haven't seen Heroes? They have a guy there that can just think. And he can bend time and space. So therefore, he can go from here to there just by thinking and actually squinting his eyes. Boop, and he's out there. So I'm just saying, you know, that's kind of the ideal. Except for where Atlanteans didn't squint. They just thought about it. But we're not saying they did this at first. I'm saying, you know, the idea of flight and airplanes and that kind of stuff. I'm just saying they found a bunch of stuff down there in around Peru and South Africa and South America and places like that where they found little pendants that look like airplanes and that kind of stuff. And they've actually taken these little pendants and they made big models of them. And they actually do fly. It's incredible these things actually do work. So you're starting to look at the situation of where would they come up with the idea of, you know, this is like some pieces that were found before Egypt was even around, places like that, and it was just amazing. So I started thinking about it. That's what I'm saying. I've just been thinking about it. Instead of alien technology, I think it's more Atlantean. We actually had some guys in the chat room, too, talking about, that sounds cool, to actually have it as a human evolution, of we came up with it first, and then alien races came here to exploit it.
That would be a twist.
Yeah, instead of the other way around.
Yeah.
But because we were sitting there talking about these guys, some of this military might and that kind of stuff, there was wars within Atlantis, but that was after the alien races came here. And basically, we had two races that were just like very I wouldn't say primitive, but they were very, what's the word? They were just arrogant asses.
Reminded me of Stargate.
Yeah. Well, when you look at those situations, you see all that kind of stuff. I understand that people go, well, that's kind of crazy and stuff too. But if you look at our military and look at the police, the people, the cops and that kind of stuff, it's like the very first thing these people want to do with anything they don't understand, they want to destroy it.
Of course.
And then we have other people who think differently. So the ideal of thinking about it, being influenced by alien races in some ways, or like Atlantis still existing and being influenced by people that have intermingled with our culture too as well. You know, that would help you understand why there's certain people who are warlike and who people are not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did human beings go so drastically in two different directions? You know, because I sat there and saw that we was watching a thing on television where you got 20 freaking cops shooting the hell out of one guy. You go, okay, he's dangerous, but did you need 20 guys to shoot this guy and basically make him look like Swiss cheese? I didn't understand that point. So I think we have a tendency to overkill, not just in this country, a lot of places I've been.
Yeah.
And not to bring violence to this show or nothing, I'm just saying we have to understand where we came from so we can evolve from that. So I'm just looking at the situation and going, you know, with this whole concept going on, the one thing I have noticed a lot of lately too is people keep emphasizing on the end of the world. They keep emphasizing on war. They keep, and guys, we were starting to talk about this before. I saw this in The Secret too, where a guy said Jack Canfield was talking about it, where Sister Teresa said, if you invite me to a war rally, I won't go. But if you invite me to a peace rally, I will. It goes on the concept of focus, whatever you're focusing on, you'll get more of. So if you have a war on drugs, you're going to have
more drugs, more war. It's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious cycle. But mm-hmm. if you start working on why is there such a high demand for drugs and kill that, where there is no demand for it anymore, I think you might actually get somewhere. So if the government's listening,
they probably are too.
I have a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, I really like the shows. We do a lot of readings because I do a lot of talking. But, you know, on those shows, we're giving out a lot of information.
Did you answer this caller's question?
This is Lily. She comes in. She pops in from town to town. And,
Yeah,
Lily, say hi to Candy. Candy, Lily.
Hi.
I was just making sure that he answered your question.
Oh, Donnie's done that before.
Oh, good.
Many, many times, yes. She's getting better.
I had a work relationship and a past life reading. So, yeah, I think I've covered it all.
good.
No, I was just breaking some things up because I was like, you know, this thing about Atlantis. Mm-hmm. One thing I would like to stress, and like, so I wish I could find out some evidence, like really concrete stuff, is the, you know, the theory about the five. It was actually, I keep seeing 5 to 6 outposts. I don't know what to call them. Colonies.
probably more like colonies.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah, extensions of they were extensions of Atlantis. Atlantis was huge. It was in the middle of the Mediterranean, and I was always, we just also covered this too, that people don't understand that at the when Atlantis was in the Mediterranean, the main island, the main, I don't know what you call it, the main kingdom, I guess, the waters of the Mediterranean were also not as deep. They're a little shallower.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have this huge landmass in the middle of this thing. And people don't realize when you have huge landmass, you also have a lot of mud. So when you have an additional thing going on, you have absorption. So you have a lot of water and stuff that you pull out of the water mass itself. So plus we were talking about those gates too, where they saw the Panama Canal is the biggest thing that human beings have ever done in their whole life. No, they haven't. If you would have got a chance and look at the locks that they had in Atlantis, that was pretty elaborate. Because we were sitting here talking about I want people to go to New York Harbor. So that's a huge harbor. And imagine something 20 times bigger than that. And also 20 times more
technological.
More advanced too as well. What? You know, this is a crazy week. I'm glad it's going to be over tomorrow.
Well, I wanted to jump in here real quick, Donnie.
Sure.
It's funny because you say Atlantis was in the Mediterranean. I remember it being, in the Atlantic Ocean, and not too far from the Azores.
Well, that's what we saw.
Azores were part of.
That's what I saw in the colonies. See,
oh, okay. So then that's where I was.
Yeah. So you have Atlantis. So it was on the Mediterranean. That's the main one. So they spread out, and then you have people who wanted to go out, you know, basically, I wouldn't say discover the world, but explore the world.
Well, we were very poor. Let's put it that way. Yeah,
well, see,
so yeah, we were, you mean the poor.
Right, so you go out and you do the whole thing. You go explore, but, you know, with the situations too, I mean, a lot of these colonies, you said you look at the situation, they're thriving now, but a lot of times there's certain situations, that kind of thing. I mean, you go and you leave the main
aisle.
Because it was pretty elaborate. Everybody was pretty much on the same level. I mean, I always talk about everybody had positions, but everybody was on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go out and I've done some past life readings with people who were actually in a colony next to Iceland. There was another colony next to Australia, the one in the Atlantic Ocean, the one in Japan, and one in China. So you had these little outposts, and they wasn't small, but I'm just saying. I told this woman, I was sitting talking to her, and I said, I keep getting this freaking thing I get all the time. I saw the one in Iceland, I saw the one in Atlantic Ocean, I seen the one in China, and I always saw the blue aqua force field over top of it, covering this whole thing where it's underneath the water. But I also saw these people, also, they would go visit the islands, too. Like, you know, down the Atlantic Ocean, they would go visit, But at the same time, I was also doing these readings for people. I also noticed that it seemed like that was one of the things they eventually started doing. It wasn't one of the things they did at first.
Mm-hmm.
They kept, you know, pretty much they was trying to live off what was going on with the ocean and that kind of stuff. But for a fact, I mean, seaweed and that kind of stuff, that stuff gets replenished really quickly because it doesn't grow as quick as you think it does.
Yeah.
So I saw this one lady in particular. I saw her going and visiting the islands. And she loving bananas. She loved bananas. And then we saw the lady. And then we saw there was another lady who was living in Canada. I saw her, and she was kind of like in a desert kind of thing. But I saw that she loved water, which she does. And she was living in this colony next to Iceland. And the reason I say Iceland because I saw the whole thing very clearly. But I've also seen maps of Iceland before I had ice and snow on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you see back then, too. And it's almost like the turn of the century. And I said, how would you like to know of a culture that actually was so far advanced, they actually was able to change the, well, we can do that anyway, if you focus hard enough to change the, you know, with weather and that kind of stuff, without any kind of machinery. But I'm just saying, I was sitting there, someone told me about the axis, the Earth wobbling on the axis, and then when it stops doing that, we usually go into an ice age. And I said, wouldn't it be kind of crazy, because people have been having trouble with Atlantis and all the stuff that goes on with them because of the ice age and that kind of stuff being pretty much close to the same area.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how would you like to know, how much like to know a culture that was so advanced that they actually held the ice age off for a while because they couldn't control the axis of the planet? And they're like, I'm not sure about that. Well, you can be all sure you want to. I don't care. It's one of those things. I said, all I can do is tell you what I see and certain things are going on. Now, with that kind of manipulation, there are consequences, too.
Oh, big time. Yeah, because during my lifetime, when I left Atlantis, you know, after it went down, I went to, Britain, and they were having, like, a miniature ice age.
Yeah,
I remember the snow, the ice, the cold. I was always so cold.
Yeah. Same thing with this lady, too. I saw her going to Iceland, and they were fascinated. Because I was telling her, I said, boy, it's kind of crazy. You can see that you guys have been on the ocean for a while, and you come back up, and you're, like, fascinated with snow because they've never seen snow before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's up and down, back and forth, drag it this way, and then Atlantis, the outpost, the colony of Atlantis, these are the colonies. I mean, you can't sit there and say they didn't go through the backs and forth and that kind of stuff. Trying to get situated. It's like with the one you're talking about in Atlantic Ocean of
mm-hmm.
where you have fluctuations where it's up and then it's down, where I feel like they've moved it like two or three times, which kind of like put people in a lot of disarray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because because there's certain time with the people before, it was like, okay, here you are with the main Atlantis, where you have a main crystal energy source, and then you're taken away from that to start your own little thing. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, you have people, and then you have other people who want to sit there and say, well, I know how to do it better.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like that the reason we have had these colonies, too, in a sense of the word, some of them anyway, because of the influence of alien races into Atlantis that people didn't disagree with. It's like, I'm not going to deal with this. Atlanteans are one of those people, peace and loving, so therefore I don't agree with this, but then again, since I don't agree with it, then I'll just go off and do what I got to do. So they decided to go off, and they still call themselves Atlantis, but they were definitely separate from the mainland. There we go, the mainland.
Yep.
Because I've actually seen pictures of it, too, when we shot the Mediterranean. I've also studied a lot of things, too, with the people back in that time, too. Some of the people who described the Mediterranean, it was kind of funny. One guy had a theory that our eyes and certain things about our body with evolution, that kind of stuff, were still evolving even back then, or around Plato's time, where they were looking at the Mediterranean, and the guy said he talked about purples and maroon colors, and you're sort of going, okay, I've seen pictures of it. I've never seen maroon or purple. I've seen blues, different types of blues and that kind of stuff, but never seen what this person was describing as he was looking out of the Mediterranean Sea. So I was, you know, I was just trying to sit, you know, look at the situation, and maybe what we're seeing here is a person that's part of Atlantis looking through a force field of protection.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, and you can see the ocean. It would come off with a different color, because like I told you before, when I sat there and saw the ones that I've seen, I always see the aqua blue force fields. And we got asked a question too, where people sit there going, "Well, if they got force fields, I mean, how can they leave and come back?" Well, just watch Star Trek. They have force fields that you can actually go through,
mm-hmm.
back and through. Or they have that one thing I saw in this one movie where they're called liquid walls. They're like force fields and stuff. So it's like I saw in Star Trek where it keeps everything in, keeps everything out, but you can travel through it. So it recognizes the human body, so it lets the body come through, but everything else it keeps out.
Also, sorry, Sorry, that reminds me of Star Wars. One with the Gungan force field, anything high velocity, the shield would stop, but if it was a slow-moving object, the shield would literally let you pass through it. If you remember that whole entire battle.
Right, but it was fast, and it would bounce off, right?
Yeah, but I also remember you talking. Sorry.
I was just saying we actually have a caller, but... No, I know what you're saying. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. High philosophy, no, you're coming in. Mm-hmm. But I was also telling these people, too, and when a lady asked me a question, she's like, well, why under the ocean? I said, well, have you ever seen those oil rigs that are on top of the ocean? They're out there digging.
Exactly.
They get beat up.
Yes,
even on days where it's just windy, they get beat up. So, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool because we've always done the study with Atlanteans of, you know, basically being harmony with nature. Working hand in hand, and you sit here and look at that situation. You got the force field, you got the ocean. Ocean can reinforce that force field, but at the same time, you're on the bottom of the ocean, so when you have storms, you don't get this freaking craziness going on.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller.
Okay.
So this is Bo. Bo ATS on 80. Who this is, but let's find out.
Okay.
Hello, Bo. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the show. Say hi to Candy and Lily.
Hello, Candy.
Hi, Bo.
Hello, Lydia.
Hello.
So, where are you at? You sound like you're in a jet plane.
No, I'm at home in Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your first name?
Craig.
Craig? Do you have a couple questions for us, Craig?
Yes, I do. First, I just want to know if you could pick up something that I need to know from the spirit realm.
Oh. Okay. I don't think I caught his... Could you say it again? Because
yes, I would like to have a random.
Oh, you want a random reading?
Yes.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out what that noise was.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out either.
Sounds like a windstorm, like he's outside.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like that you're on a 747 and you're heading to California.
That's not like he's on an airplane.
Yeah, Air Force One. I've heard that noise so many times. I like to fly, so I've heard that noise so many times. Like, people freak out because I'm looking out the window when I'm on a plane. I'll be sitting there going, "Oh my God, did that wing just ooh, oh!" And they're like, "Don't do that. Don't do what?"
The wing is bouncing. Look at it.
Yeah, is that the wing that just flew across the top of the plane? And they'll go, "What?" I said. Oh, I'm sorry. I was wrong. It was just a dog. It was a dog and William Shatner. But
oh, I don't want to fly with you, Donnie.
No kidding. You make us poop our pants.
Hey, you know,
I don't even like flying.
I do like looking out the windows. I do like I love flying. I was on a plane one day and people. I was talking to this lady. And I told her some things about herself, and she goes, "Oh, what do you do for a living?" I said, "I'm a psychic." All of a sudden. There was three sets of seats in front of me and seats in back of me. And they all basically said at the same time, "Are we going to make it to where we're going?" And I said, no, I told them, I said, "Guys, it's like this. If we wasn't, I wouldn't be on this plane." And I said, "Don't worry. I've asked Archangel Michael to protect the plane and to get us from point A to B, so we'll be okay."
Yeah.
We'll be fine. So we're sitting here heading to California, I think it was. And we had all this turbulence, and I'm sitting there sleeping. And people go, "Doesn't this bother you?" I said, "I told you. Archangel Michael's got it."
Yeah.
So therefore, relax. We're good to go. Everything's fine. We're good. And everybody's like, "You sure?" I'm going back to sleep.
Like putting out fear, right, Donnie?
Yes. But I didn't say nothing on that plane. I didn't say nothing at all.
No, not you, them.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I said, you know, some guys don't feed until good night. So, Craig... He wants a random... I've never heard people say it, random reading. We had some random readers. But I never had the random reading. So, you know, the one thing I pick up a lot, too, I keep picking up your guys. You keep talking to me and keep saying things about listening, and you're good, but you do have your times where you can be stubborn. You still have a tendency to do things your way, and then you ask for guidance to get out of it. So
yeah, and I'm getting half patience.
Wow.
And the first angel card I picked up out of it was because I was just, I tell people all the time, I just like the cards, okay? I don't need them, but I just love the cards, okay? So the first card I pulled out, and the reason I like doing that because I'll sit and tell you stuff, and then the cards will back me up. So this card says listening. So I think it's pretty much self-explanatory, didn't you think, Craig?
Me?
Listening. And then we have, and if you listen, you will have celebration every time, which is kind of funny too, Craig, isn't it? Because you know that.
Yes, I do.
Yes, and you. He messes up and he goes, I knew it. You know? So it's like, okay, let's go back to the situation and go, comfort. You've had some things happen here. And not lately, but I feel like in the last couple of years where you've had some things where you feel like there are some angels helping you heal some things. I almost get the impression, I keep getting loved ones. Craig, do you have two daughters?
I have no kids.
You have no kids that you know about, right? I'm just kidding. But I swear to you, I'm just kidding. I still get the impression that there's two girls that are very close to you. They might be nieces.
Only have...
Go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
I only have one niece.
You only have one niece?
Yes.
Okay, do you know anything about this niece? I mean, is she like... could she have been a twin?
No, she's not a twin.
No. So could she have been a twin? Could she have been a twin?
No.
Okay. Because I feel like she could have been a twin. And what I'll say is, I'll say it like this. I did this when I was in Colorado. I had a couple people come to me, and I would do the same thing I just told you. I would sit there and say, I feel like the person was a twin. Now, the girl, the woman, the mother, would usually be hesitant and say, no, she was just, here she is. But I would always see a soul, a spirit with her. And then we found out later in the conversation, the woman would say, I felt like I was carrying twins. And then we had a documentary on Discovery Channel that said doctors started getting curious with these women who used to sit there and say, I feel like I'm carrying twins, but only would have one. So they started doing a little, you know, looking at things and testing this. And they started finding little fetuses in the afterbirth, which would prove that that child would have been a twin. So with the situation in hand, I still pick up two girls, and I feel like they're very close to each other. So there's a good chance she could have been a twin. And the spirit of that twin, it didn't come through, but it's still with her. And you're very close to your niece.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, the whole situation, you know, like, people are sitting going, what do you call it? You know, somebody wouldn't go there, but I'm sorry. When I pick it up, I feel it. I know it. I'm not like some psychics who say, I have to tell the truth. Why? Because you don't normally do it? You know, so I sit there and I just tell you, that's exactly what I'm picking up. I see the two. I also see that everything's happening to you right now. It's happening. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion. See the underlying order, because you're thinking about, if I would have done this and I would have done that. I'll tell you right now, Craig, if you would have done it differently, you would have. But you didn't. You did it exactly the way you did it. And that's what you need to look at, the way you did play it out, of where you're at right now. And focus
everything
on what,
builds on top of each other.
Yeah, so it took, you know, it's one of those things. Sometimes it's a hard thing to do because we always question ourselves.
Yeah, and quit trying to hurry things along too.
Okay.
We're not picking on this, but see, you want the random reading, so.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. But, reading, pick it up on. I have a tendency to try to rush things. I'm in a situation right now where I approached a young lady last week, and I was able to get a number or not, but I made two attempts to contact her, like whether it's texting and calling her, like in between days. Like I called her,
mm-hmm.
I got on Sunday. I call, try to text her on Tuesday, and I try to call Thursday night, and she didn't respond to either my text or my call. And so I'm kind of like wondering, did I move too fast or anything like that? Second guessing myself, like, okay, should I probably wait it to try to get a hold of her? Was I over anxious? So I thought about the second question, but I'm trying to talk about what actually happened to my being.
Right. I'm just saying, what you need to do is stop calling. Stop driving yourself crazy. It says, it also says one thing, Archangel Ariel says, be courageous. Do stand up for what you believe. But you also need to take it one step further, too, and tell yourself, you know, in the normal sense of the situation, friends and that kind of stuff, when you call people and they don't call you back, you don't call until they do. But you have a tendency to step out of the realm when it comes to girlfriends.
Yeah, and just allow things to be.
Yeah, because it says here, go outside, man. I hate to say this, but that's why I tell everybody, go out and hug a tree. It's a liberation, seriously, you know. I was hoping this one lady was going to be on the show today. Her name is Nikki. Very, very good reader. She talks about the spirit of the wind, like a shaman, that kind of thing. And
yeah.
She was talking about that kind of thing and having dominion over the planet.
Yeah.
Which in the beginning Adam did, and I've never read anywhere else where it was taken away from him. It was just now he had to deal with the, because I was sitting there talking about it, I said, think about the Genesis and that kind of thing. Basically what it's saying is Adam and Eve, did they really get kicked out of the garden or did they leave? Because like it was almost like saying, you guys had it real good. You had everything handed to you, hand and foot, but you needed to take it one step further and look at things to humanize, I guess. To humanize the whole thing. When they could have stayed in him. They stayed there for as long as they wanted to and just stay away from that freaking tree. And because I was sitting there talking to Christians. I said, guys, you know something? I don't want to hear you guys talk about this. You sit there and say, don't misinterpret the Bible. But you do it all the time. And they're going, no, we don't. Yeah, you do. First, I said, I'll give you an example. I said, you're sitting there going, Adam ate of the tree. Ate an apple of the tree. I've read that part. It doesn't say no apple. It says fruit of the tree.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It could have been a peach.
It could have been a peach, yeah.
Yeah, because when I see the picture of that, I keep seeing this thing being very juicy, like a peach. Also, there was a section talks, and there's two sections in the first part there, too. There's one part that talks about where it says God, and it says we make man in our image. And this is before Adam was created, And then you have another part that comes in afterwards where he says, I made Adam in my image. And then he made Eve. And certain things like that. So I was thinking, why is it mentioned twice if it didn't happen twice? So this part about Lilith was supposed to be Adam's first wife. Makes you wonder, and I was thinking about when we sit across references with Atlantis and the Garden of Eden, where I felt like they could have been the same in one because of the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
A perfect society in a sense.
Yeah.
But
they chose to venture outward.
Right. They popped out and said, hey, we'll do this and this. Because everybody, one question people ask, and there too, I've asked this to a lot of preachers and pastors too. I said, okay, we have Adam and Eve. They leave the garden. They have two kids. Okay. One kills the other kid. And God marks him. So as he's walking in the wilderness, there are these towns and villages, so people won't kill him. I said, well, okay, I got that part, but where'd all those people come from?
Exactly.
And, so if you read that one part of the Bible, it does talk about where when he told Adam and Eve to go in the garden and the animals and be prosperous and multiply. So there was a lot of sex going on in the garden, okay, guys? And you can sit and say you want to. I know what the term of the Bible means to multiply, be fruitful and multiply. So it does say harvest and that kind of stuff, but it means more, too. In the Bible, in the Jewish text, when they said harvest, that's also representing birth. Okay? So... when a man comes together and he has a harvest, or what else is saying in the Bible? When a man knows his wife, you know, they're not going to sit there and say he nailed her. <They're> gonna, so they said he knew his wife. What they mean by that is that when they came together, they became one. It's a very, very spiritual. It's actually talking about the true sense of sex, but being more, it's a really spiritual thing. And it has been kind of blood and fortune. But there was another section, too, to take it. We'll zap up here about Jesus. when it talks about, I read the text too. I read the text where it says, people are sitting there going, there was three wise men. I said, no, there's not. I read the text. It says wise. I will give you this. It says plural. It says wise men. And everybody just takes it for granted that since it was, there were three gifts, that there was three wise men. I said, have you ever pictured the ideal of the gift of gold at the size they were talking about? That could have took two guys in the South to carry that.
Exactly.
We can take four or five people. It's crazy when people say, don't take out of context. And they're constantly taking it out of context. So
yeah.
What I'm saying to you, Craig, is the idea of being stand up for your, be courageous and stand for your beliefs. But it, what it means is stand up for who you are. Okay? Because that means in everything and anything you do, you are a person who carries himself a certain way. And but you have a tendency to compromise in certain situations with certain people. And that's what gets you in trouble. You have to be true to yourself. And when you're not being true to yourself, it's like this woman you're talking about. She can really drive you crazy. Okay? But if you really think about it, what you're doing is you're letting yourself be pulled into your craziness. So you start acting crazy too. You start acting out of character. Is that true?
You're breaking up, so I didn't get out of that.
I know. I got rid of the girlfriend of mine. Oh, you're talking about breaking up. Like, okay, sorry. I thought he was being psychic for a minute, but you're breaking up. Yes, I broke up with her 2 days ago. How'd you know that, man? But can you hear me now, Craig?
I'm still breaking up. Yeah.
I don't know why. I can hear you guys perfectly.
Okay. You're better now.
Yeah, you're much better now.
Thank you.
Maybe it's your energy. When you get all excited, all of a sudden it just starts, you know, fading in and out.
I'm thinking about that, too, because I was about to talk about me when me and Amy have our...
Ground yourself, dear.
I'm grounding myself. I got my feet firmly on the ground. How about now, guys? Can you hear me now?
Much better. Yes.
Much better.
Okay, I was probably not. That one day, I didn't know what to do because I was not moving. I wasn't doing anything. And it was still having problems.
Mm.
What I'm saying, Craig, is you need to be true to yourself in every aspect of the world. What I was asking you was, isn't it true this lady drives you crazy? She has a tendency to pull you into that.
I wouldn't say drive me crazy. I don't really know her.
Right.
I met her like a month ago. I introduced myself last week. And so, mm-hmm. I really don't know her, but as far as driving me crazy, it's basically on. She basically is very beautiful, very attractive, and that attracted me to her. That drew me to her.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's driving me crazy right now, and I think you're picking up something. What's driving me crazy right now is the lack of communication.
Lack of communication.
Yeah, the lack of communication. Like I said, I tried to start communication with her this week, and it didn't take place. And
mm-hmm.
not really her, but I've had this problem with women in general for quite a while. Of the women that I was attracted to, now women that were attracted to me, of course, they're easy to communicate with.
Oh, really?
Seems like I'm the one that's always seem to have been a struggle trying to establish communication. Ultimately led to dead communication.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the best thing that I probably would like to know now is what is going to happen between me and the young lady? Is something there? Did I get rejected and whatnot? So I get a sense of peace and move forward with my life.
The way it comes to me is what we were talking about before, where you have a tendency not to listen to yourself. So that's a lack of communication with yourself. I feel like if you continue to work with always keeping that communication up with your guides and your angels and following through, for some reason I keep getting the impression with the communication with women in general also to clear up too.
Yeah, I agree. Basically start listening to that inner voice, Craig.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once you start, I totally agree with Donnie. That once you start listening to that, you know, your intuition, then everything else will fall into place, and then you won't, you know, feel like you have, you know, lack of communication with women.
Yeah, because that's the biggest thing. If you have communication with yourself and you listen to your guides and angels, when you get into a relationship with a woman, or if you're a guy with a man, I mean, guy, you know, whatever, the relationships go to a point where they start being more telepathic.
Yes.
So if you don't have communication with yourself, it's hard to have that it's hard to really understand that you're also getting communication from her, because I feel like a lot of things that they feel like you should know.
Okay.
If you really start listening, ask your angels, your guides, and go, okay, what's happening here? And they'll let you know. If it's one of those things of taking it one step further and going, okay, could you talk to her angels? And can you get a little communication going there and find out whether there's not communication? Because a lot of times you'll find out there's no lack of communication. She's not really saying anything verbally. She's saying it mentally. So the communication has been going on the whole time.
I see.
You need to open that realm, and seriously, you understand what I'm talking about. You've done it before on a short period, but when things get a little stressful, you drop down to verbal. And it might sound crazy, but I mean, that's the way I pick up on the whole thing. They keep telling them the same thing over again, because you've had a lot of girls that you really connect with, and when you connect with that really strongly, there's a telepathic thing going on. You just haven't explored that because you're not aware of it. But if you listen to your guys and your angels who keep saying, well, she's thinking this, or she's doing that, and this, that, yes, going on, that's what they're trying to help you out with.
Okay.
That's why you need to listen to yourself when they talk to you. Then you'll understand when they do that kind of stuff, what they're saying to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have anything to add to that, Candy?
Well, the only thing that I was going to add to it is I've been married for almost 18 years, and my husband and I, we have that nonverbal communication. It's like I'll go into the kitchen and grab something randomly that I wouldn't even want, and I'm like, and then I'll come back out in the living room, and he's all, oh, thank you so much for doing that, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And it was just all that nonverbal communication.
There's water in here.
And we seem to know what each other's are thinking.
Heard of the water.
Take
this and throw it away.
What are you doing, Donnie?
My mom's got my nephew picking up trash and that kind of stuff. And, you know, everybody says, oh, look, he's on his radio show. Let's go up there and talking. You know, kind of stuff. I did notice the people on my daytime show were sitting there going, oh, don't worry about it. It's really comical how she comes up there and she does her little thing. So she said, if you think it bothers us listening, no, it's just part of the entertainment, I guess. I'm like, okay, well, since that's the case, then, I mean, really, the reason I get stressed out so much is like, I want to respect people when they call in here, just like I would have anybody would call me for a personal reading. I don't like people interrupting that. I think it's rude. Mm-hmm. And they're paying, they're paying top dollar for that. And I want to give them their money's worth. I feel like interruptions is not doing that kind of a job. So, there we go. Craig, it's like one of those things, if you just listen to yourself, listen to your guys and your angels, you'll never go wrong. But you have a buddy that you have a tendency to listen to sometimes and get you in trouble. I noticed this one time. I was sitting there talking to a friend of mine. Every time I would ask him a question about my girlfriend, okay, she likes to eat carrots. Well, that means she's messing around. Okay. And I said, okay, well, and then I came back to him one day, I said, she eats all the tuna. Oh, she's messing around, man. I'm like, I said, is that your answer to everything?
You know,
every
what's so
I
funny?
Say, go ahead.
I mean, it's so funny you said it, because I put on my Facebook page that I need to study to be silent, because I shared with my friend yesterday concerning a young lady. That's like, he basically was questioning me, why are you trying to pursue her? And, you know, she's young. She's pretty impressionate. She's easy influence, whatnot. I personally led to approach her. I would never approach this female if I wasn't spirit led. I felt like I was led to it. I felt like I felt the push to do it. And I'm sticking by my bid that I submitted to her last week. But he was basically trying to get me to move on, saying I wasted my time. She's young. She's easily influenced, whatnot. And so I think what I'm doing now, even to it's like a test of my luck. Did I really make the right decision in pursuing it? Because of that communication, I didn't get much out of it. And basically, from his observation, if she didn't communicate with you, that means she don't really like you like that. I think it's more to why she's not communicating. I'm not sure what's going on with her. I guess I have to wait and get that response. Mm-hmm. But you said that I have a friend that could be misleading and dangerous. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. So, like I said before, I got some other callers in here, and one thing I would say to you is all you need to do is listen to you, listen to your guys and your angels. Like I always say, I ever listen to my guys and angels any day because humans get me in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say to you, because I feel like I would just solve so many things and open up so many doors for it that you will see things what they are yourself. I think that the lady is young, but what they got to do with it? I've seen, I mean, come on, girls mature faster than guys, so the ideal of a 25-year-old girl and you together probably balance things out. Women dating younger guys, I don't understand that one. it has a tendency to cause more problems than it's worth, because it's like they're trying to compensate, because I've been abusive and controlling older men, so let's go and hang out with younger guys. But what they're trying to do is the reversal. They're trying to be the controlling, dominant part, because they feel like that's going to solve it, and they don't realize it. It was just having lack of respect for oneself.
Right.
That those people took advantage of those things. So when you feed into the situation with your friend and that kind of stuff like that, you're doing the same thing in a smaller set, a smaller way too. Of you're relinquishing your power because you have so much of it.
Right.
You just need to trust it.
Right. And I absolutely agree with you. So thank you, Brad.
Okay. Oh, I guess we're going to a commercial.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know we had commercials. That's okay, man. And Craig, if you get a chance, give me a call and get a reading. I'd love to do an hour session with you too. I think a past life regression would do a great one for you.
I was just about to say that. I think a past life would be excellent.
So.
Okay.
Okay, call me like the last lady. I guess we'll talk.
Okay. If you could do me one last favor.
What's that?
If you could do me one last favor, I actually would like to know, because I can't. I'm in the mode of picking up anything for myself at this time. When do you see the actual communication taking place between me and the young lady?
I don't know. It seems like tonight I keep getting 2 weeks. I'm not saying it's going to take 2 weeks. I feel sometime in the next 2 weeks I would get between 8 to 10 days, 2 weeks. I keep getting the 2 week thing very strongly. She can be indecisive, but I feel like once communication does pick up again, your friend's wrong. She's not being pulled in different directions. She's trying to let herself be pulled in one direction, just give her some time to deal with it. She'll know what direction to go into. But you also have to understand one thing, too. She's not the last lady on the planet, either.
Right.
She's not. And you have a fear for that. She walks out the door, that's the last one's going to be walking in. And that's definitely an illusion, okay?
So, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. All to you.
You're welcome.
Have
thank
a
you.
Great night.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. I hate to push the button because every time I do that, I knock off two people at the same time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because it jets around. It's like, ting, 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 ting. It's like trying to, I don't know, have you ever been down an escalator when it's going too fast? You have to miss the effort here or there. Oh, you don't do that?
No, I used to have a fear of escalators when I was a child.
Oh.
I don't know why, but now they don't bother me. They're just, you know, I think is especially when they're going up, you know, because of fear of heights. So I think, oh gosh, what's on the other side?
Oh yeah, I know. I want to tell everybody who's in the queue, as long as you stay right where you're at, I will get to you. I mean, if we're still here after this show is not streaming, I will still answer all your questions for you. I recommend every one of you guys get a private reading as well. It'll be really insightful, 60 to 90 minutes. There's a lot of things that conspire in that length of time. Right now we got some really good rates going on. I'm just saying, email me, book a session. I can work with anybody's budget. I'm just trying to have a budget, you know. So just come in here. It's one of those things, guys. I love giving discounts because I love doing this kind of work. So definitely email me and give me a message, give me a phone number, then contact you and let's do these readings. I feel like we got 3 past lives readings that we need to be done here, and some two relationship counseling sessions. So if you're there listening, that kind of stuff, I've already answered your questions for you. That's good. But just going to our next caller. I'm going to take a deep breath for a second. I need to get some drink too. And but I always come prepared. I got like bottles all around me. Probably think I work at Kroger's or something.
Well, you know, I usually have a cup of water next to me, but I usually suck it down real quick.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I do these 3-hour shows, and I still don't really have enough time. You guys need to show up earlier, you know. We've been here since 9 o'clock.
We need a longer show.
I know. I've tried the 3-hour thing. I know. I've actually been here for 4 hours.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm going to go to Miss Canada. Hello, how are you doing? Area code 647. Welcome to the show. Say hello to Candy, and what's your name?
Hi, this is Natasha. How are you?
What's your name?
Oh. Natasha.
Natasha?
Uh-huh.
You called before.
Yes, I have, and you were dead on from your prediction.
Thank you. Say it louder.
Say it louder. You were dead on.
Okay.
It really worked. So, yeah. But, yeah, I was wanting to get an angel card reading and see what's in store for me.
Really? Did you make a donation?
No,
If you didn't, I'm just asking.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Did she say she did? I'm talking too much.
I couldn't hear her over your talking.
Yeah.
Oh, but I
haven't made a donation yet. Sorry.
Okay. No. I'm just asking.
Okay.
I mean, I have no
fine
problem. Because I tell people all the time, I ask for donations for helping keep the show running and help you get back to Colorado. But if you call on the show, I still do free readings. I don't sit there and say free readings and don't do free readings. I still have my own. I always follow through with everything I say, so don't trust me on that one. So, Natasha, that's how we pronounce your name, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything, a certain thing that you're focusing on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you want to tell us? Okay.
Sure. I'm trying to focus on, a job and self-employment right now.
A job
I can't do both. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I'm just learning how to do self-employment.
Okay, sweet. One thing I would sit here and say about self-employment and trying, you can't work on it, on doing it. You either do it or you don't do it. The one thing you need to work on is finding out exactly what you want to do. What would make your heart sing? What would make you, what could you put yourself into to give a service that would make you happy? Because, see, if you're not happy, if you're not happy in self-employment, then your clients are not going to be happy, and you're not going to attract. You're going to sit there and wish you had clients. Okay,
that's true.
So it's the idea of putting them both together and say, hey, this is how it works. This is what I love to do, because that's why. See, the reason I ask questions from time to time is because I keep doing this and doing this and doing this. I love doing this kind of work to the point where I keep finding other ways to keep doing this kind of work. So when money doesn't come back in, I have to question it in some sense of the word because, okay, I love this. So okay. There has to be some kind of additional block. So what I want to tell you is you should work that out before you get into it. And also tell yourself in the midst of going self-employment, there are going to be times that you're going to go down. But it's one of those things of working through those situations to keep going forward. A lot of businesses put too much emphasis on the money part. And people go, that's kind of crazy. What you need to do? No, you don't need to do that. Okay, it's really serious. You put yourself in the focus of your service and put yourself 100% in your service, you will always be successful. Those people who don't, who have that little 10% question worry part, that has a tendency to cut that money out or block it from coming to you, because I swear to you, the days I've actually, I remember saying this one day where I was just sitting there when I was frustrated. And I said, okay, fine. I need to let this go. I know I need to let go. So I just said flat out, I don't care if I make a dime today. As long as I can sit down with 10 people today and do what I love to do with his readings, that's all I want to do. Mm-hmm. And that was the day I made the most.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm setting up to get education differently in the community. So it's going to help them and children. And a second project on the side is a hobby, being creative and getting the message out there and wanting to travel and help other communities around the world in the future. So I have a present, and I have a middle, and I have a future, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna make sure and work on it, but I have to take smaller steps because I'm such a big dreamer. So that's where I have to focus better.
Can I say something?
Yes, sure.
I wouldn't change a thing. I love big dreamers, because dreamers, see, I always say imagination is the foundation for manifestation.
It's true.
So the bigger your imagination, the bigger the manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you're going to get exactly what you want. So I always tell people, dream as big as you can, but just the ideal, when you focus on these situations and manifestation, you also take it one step further and ask yourself one question, and then try to resonate that. Was basically saying, okay, the thing I'm focusing on right now, if I had it right now, how would I feel? And
yeah,
then
that's what I've been asking myself.
Right.
My question.
And mm-hmm. once you feel that, then try to resonate that as much as you can. I don't care what anybody says. People talk about you can't live on love. That's how it all works.
It's 10:30.
Oh, we have another commercial. We'll be right back. But one thing I'd also do, sweetie, too, I would sit here and do this. Meditation. It was kind of funny how you said commercial, because I want to sit here and tell you about these HemiSync CDs. I would really recommend these HemiSync CDs. Go to www.hemi-sync, that's S-Y-N-C, .com. Check out that website. That is a cool website, I'm telling you. Oh, shoot, Mary Lou's on, too. How'd that happen? Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it written down. Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Well, if you want to, also, there's a number here, too, 1-800-541-2488. As soon as we get out the air, I'd recommend you get a reading, too, as well, okay? And I really would. A nice 60-minute session. You know, call me, talk to me, you know, we'll sit there and work out something.
Yeah, I'm going to make an appointment on your website.
Gotcha. And then you call the 800 number, 1-800-541-2488. And then as soon as we get the air, I want you to go to that website. I want you to go to the website and check out the website itself. They actually have those little samplers on there, too. They're MP3 samplers that you can listen to. You can act, they're like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. But you can still, as you're listening to those music, you can still get the effects of HemiSync. Because basically what it does is it has a tone underneath the music. It's not subliminal. It's a tone that resonates out when your brain hears it. Both hemispheres of your brain work together, which gives you intense focus and concentration. I've actually played these CDs while I'm doing readings.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, they intensify everything and anything. I've listened to these things when I go work out. My workouts are always better. My readings are like... I mean, you think I'm good now? I mean, just imagine five times more than that. Because I've had people come to my shop in Colorado questioning me, saying, "You think?" She goes, "Do you have the answers to everything?" Every time I ask her a question, "Do you have the answers?" Yes, I am.
Right.
So you know. So,
yeah, you sound like me lately. Yes, I am. Well, I am.
Well, it's okay to say that. Cool. Just confidence. So just saying, situation, check it out. I think it's really helped you out. What I used to do is I had Doreen Virtue's chakra clearing book, and then there she has it. If you get the hard copy, it's got a CD in the back where it plays the meditation that she says you should do in the mornings and at night. And then what I would do is it's also written, the meditation itself is also written in the book. But in the book, which is different, is on the CD it does all the chakras, except it doesn't do the ear chakras. But in the book... book, it does do the ear chakras. So what I was doing was I would get the HemiSync CDs and then do the meditation in the book to cover all the chakras.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, I'll try that one.
Yeah, keep that in mind. Well, great.
Yeah,
so, well, thank you so much for, yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to ask Candy if she had anything to add to it before you go.
Yeah, thank you. Shannon, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, matter of fact, you had piqued my interest. Actually, let me hang on a second. Let me look. I actually have a CD a friend of mine gave me, and I'm hoping that it has the lady's name on it. I don't know why, but I'm being drawn to tell her.
Is it one of those brain thing CDs when it's got Sandra or something on it?
It has. I know.
I have that information too, because there's another one. There's another site too called Brain Sync.
Right.
Just Brain Sync, like the sync is. Go, I'm not sync, but yes, like
oh,
the sync
like that
on
title.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Yes, I like the title Brain Sync.
Yeah. Now those are some of the little CDs, but they're good. I actually have a bunch of them downloaded on my computer.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't know on. I never checked on HemiSync yet to see if they actually got where you can actually download music, like MP3 players and that kind of stuff, and pay a little small fee, and it's actually cheaper than getting the CD. But on BrainSync, on BrainSync.com, they do. You can actually get, you either get the CD or you can download it into your computer for a smaller fee.
Right.
So you could actually, instead of waiting to get the CDs, you could actually download the music.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely still try the HemiSync CDs. I don't think they started doing that yet. I knew they had the samplers. That kind of makes me wonder, if they have the samplers, why would they not have the technology where you could actually download them?
Exactly. Yeah, the CD I was talking about that I was going to recommend to her, it's called the Ribbon Breath Meditation. A friend of mine gave me this CD, and it's written and narrated by Ticia Agri, and it's T-I-C-I-A, and then her last name is A-G-R-I. And this is a wonderful CD. You know what? First time I ever heard it, I thought, wow, you can just feel it in the center of your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
I was brain sync when I was listening to it, too. How to Attract Love, and they had a world meditation. They had a meditation. So these two companies have CDs for about anything you think of. HemiSync has CDs that you can connect to your inner self, go to different dimensions, connect with the angel realm. And when you listen to these things, like, you know, what I liked about them was I get like four or five different kind of CDs, and I could still do the same meditation, but just different music types. Tones, and
what I was going to do, produce my own, or people have asked me to, because of my voice and being creative, is to make some meditation CDs.
Yeah, you're also an excellent teacher, too, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You just came in a very good teacher. I just need to tell you that. So,
it's a little choppy this evening. I was going to eventually create my own CDs, but I was going to use some scenery that I photographed a while ago. Just unfortunately, I lost my camera. And I was going to add a different mix to the CD. You have a visual with your meditation.
Yes. The angel said that your camera is in your desk.
I did look.
They say you need to look again.
Okay.
If it's not in the desk, it's definitely in the same vicinity, right there. Because they keep saying you've already looked there.
Yeah.
But they said you also had something else on your mind at the time, too.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make proper decisions, like, do I go more creative in my life, or I'm just challenging myself the right way.
Just keep going, man. I'm just saying, do this. It's like, how would you put this? It's just keep following through what you feel like you need to do. Don't question it, because you're questioning too much. Your thoughts and ideals.
I have an analyzer.
Yeah, your thoughts and ideals are coming to you to answer your prayers, but you're dragging it out by not following through spontaneously as you should be, because your angels keep saying, man, how many times do I tell you?
Get going. So,
what's that?
I just feel so financially, for now, strapped, because I want to just get a solid part-time job without any more interference of why they want to let me go. Not because I don't want to keep the job. And you know, just to bring in the little extra income, just to comfort, you know, the situation realistically.
But the answer is you want the challenge. That's when you accomplish the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you really, seriously, that's when you accomplish your greatest moments. Is when you're in a situation of being motivated because of these situations. So don't be degraded because of the, I need money. You don't need money. That's an illusion.
Okay.
What you need is to focus on, to find those pieces there.
Yes,
you just got to get yourself reacquainted with it. I also sit there and seriously, you should do this meditation. You should sit down as soon as we get in talking here and do this meditation of just sitting down.
Most definitely.
I'm just saying, sit down, focus, close your eyes, point your head down towards your chest, and then focus on the space behind your heart. Use your imagination and see yourself, see a blue pilot light right there, okay? That is your God essence.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to focus on that. And
actually,
tell you.
I've been seeing that blue light because I've been doing that type of meditation for the last 2 weeks.
Well,
and
sit here and tell yourself you love. So you do that part
yeah.
too. As you focus on it, what I want you to do, listen to this a little bit. As you focus on the
okay.
blue light, okay, you keep telling yourself, I love, I love, I love. Now, a lot of people, when they do meditation, sometimes you hear two voices. What you're hearing is the physical and the spiritual. And you're trying to reacquaint them with each other. So they become one voice. Okay?
That's right.
Yes. And then when you do that, you can actually take that blue pilot light, you can actually expand it to where it's bigger than you are. And you can also see your auras, and you can see your aura, and you can see your soul, your chakras.
Oh, I can't
okay.
wait to do that.
Yeah, it kind of eliminates everything, so you can see the blockages. Because a lot people don't realize, but if you're in an argument or something, and someone grabs you by the arms, a lot of times that trauma is stuck in your aura.
That's true.
Yeah, so you need to pay attention to those things and get those cleared out too. You have Archangel Michael with you too. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the situation? Are you in a relationship or something?
Oh, no, I have a friendship going online, but the person decided that they don't wish contact with me anymore, so I let it go. You know,
well,
I've got
okay, what was that?
I was having a bit of romance online, but it just seemed to have ended, so I just respected his request.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I'm not trying to offend anybody in the question either, okay? Was it with another woman?
No, this was a guy.
Okay, this guy was attached to the woman then.
Okay.
Okay, so it's one of those things where you're thinking you're having romance with somebody.
Yeah.
I felt like when I look at it, I keep seeing this guy behind the curtain. He opens it very...
Yeah, that's the feeling I was getting.
Yeah, so he opened it up and he's like, the internet's just great because I don't have to tell anybody who I am. And you're sitting there going...
yeah, like most people.
Yeah, because I tell everybody, when you meet somebody on the internet, you should schedule to see them in the first 2 hours or the first 2 days, but it has to be very quickly. And people go, that's kind of scary. You know, people, get your freaking heads out of your, you know, and start thinking about, how do we do this back in the day before computers existed? We went next door and said, hello, how you doing? What's up? You know,
oh, yeah, I agree with those.
Yeah,
that's
so,
the best way to do it.
And divine timing right now. Divine timing is like the biggest thing I see with you. You need to study. You need to see, don't analyze, study, and then realize exactly you know what you want to do. So just quit questioning it and say, okay, this is, oh, I love, ooh, I'm a creative, you have a career transition. So I always tell people, when somebody fires you, I wish I had an arrow on their head. They'll be telling you, okay, he's firing you because he's sending you in a different direction. So don't get mad at him. Shake his hand and say, thank God, thank you, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm trying to do. Shake
right.
his hand and go. Yeah.
Says your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. So you're going to change. It's going to change. So you might as well just go with the flow, let it happen. Because hello from heaven. Grandma says, do I have to give you another swift kick in the butt?
She does.
That way. Yes. Grandma's sitting there going, you know something? You need to stop doing this all the time because your mind is racing a mile a minute. And when you meditate, is the only time your mind slows down. But she's trying to get you to focus and say, okay, you know what you want to do. The more you start following through with things spontaneously, the more your mind doesn't race anymore. And if it does race, it's still going. They're all going in the same direction. Archangel Michael's with you. You're a very sensitive person. But see, being very sensitive has actually kept you out of a couple of bad relationships that ever never happened.
Yeah.
But I want to. I also want you to see a lot of things are going to be changing here in the next 2 months. But it says answered. These are answered prayers. These are things you've been asking for. Like I told this. I told this to someone yesterday. I said, "This is what I told someone. I was actually on the air last night, saying, okay, this is what I want you guys to do. If somebody walks up tomorrow and hands you a check for $25,000, don't you dare sit there and say I don't take charity because something you did is just now manifesting and it's coming to you." That's how easy
it
is.
Oh, I will take it.
I'm just saying, with your situation, the more still you are, and you, because I say, look at the guy. We're looking at the law of attraction. Now let's take the law off and look at attraction.
Okay.
What does attraction mean to you guys? Like a magnet. Does a magnet look at the metal and say, okay, come here?
No,
it just sits there and it goes.
That's what it does.
Yeah, it does what it does. It's the same thing with your abilities. It's the same with your guidance. Instead of trying to get something to, trying to make it do what you want it to do, just do it. Just be who you are.
Go with it. Yeah, be more spontaneous. That's what I'm trying to do. Be more spontaneous. I work better that way.
Yeah.
Get out.
You want to be more spontaneous? Live your life. Just live your life. Every time something happens, okay, I got an idea. I got a thought. Just go through with it. Just keep doing that. Because when I was in Tennessee, I started noticing that every time the first thing that would come to me, I followed through with it spontaneously, always took me somewhere great. Okay. It's always when I second-guessed myself, I got myself in trouble. So I made a promise to myself that every time that would happen, I would follow through with the very first thing that came through, no matter if it was crazy or not. If I didn't understand, I just followed through with it just spontaneously. I did the same thing in Colorado. I got away from it for a while, and I was in Colorado, and I did the same thing, too. I argued a couple of times, but my guide said, hey, we told you to go to this hotel. You want? Because what they were proving to me was, I started getting things before I had money. So that what they were proving to me was money was basically becoming an excuse why I didn't have anything. Not because it wasn't because of the money. It was because I was using it as an excuse. Let me say it one more time. I was using money as an excuse, not because I didn't have any money. I was just using money because it was a great excuse to say, well, that's a scary thing to do, so I can't do that because I got no money. But it was just an excuse to say that so I wouldn't have to sit there and follow through with it. So what they were doing was, the first they told me to keep my mouth shut. And then when opportunities have come to me, just follow through with them. Don't say nothing. Like when someone comes up to me, I walk by this place and there's a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to me, go to the hotel. Don't question it. Just go to this hotel. And I said, well, it's $35 a night. And I said, they go, we thought you said you wasn't going to argue. And I stopped for a minute and said, I guess I'm arguing, aren't I? Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the hotel. So that was the first time, wasn't the last time, but I got a hotel room 2 days before I actually had any money to pay for it. So that's the same with the situations like that. And same, I thought, you know, we're thinking, okay, hotels, that kind of stuff is kind of lenient, right? Well, about 3 months later, I got an opportunity to go see apartments because the lady, it was a place in Manitou Springs I wanted to live. It used to be a house, and they turned it into an apartment. It was built back in 1872.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to live there so badly. When I stayed at that hotel, her husband managed that house, and I didn't know it. I didn't know it. As soon as I moved in there, and she said, "I meet my husband," and I said, "Where do you work at?" He said, "The Barker House." I'm like, "You're kidding."
Instincts came on, yeah.
Yeah, it was a shiver's going down my freaking back. And then a couple of months later, he came up here and said, we got apartments. Why don't you come up and take a look at some of them? I'm sitting there going, gee, I got money. My guide said, doesn't matter, keep your mouth shut. What's the harm of going and looking at apartments? You never know what's going to happen. So I did. I went up there and checked it out, and sure enough, he looked at me and gave me a hell of a deal that I could actually go in and paint the apartment and get a month free. And then the next month came up, I went to $9. Actually, I got 2 months. So, you know, sometimes when you keep your mouth shut and just follow through, you'd be amazed what will happen to you.
Sometimes I get those miracles. It's just I have to do it more often. Instead of second-guessing myself, I'll follow through, and then somebody says something, I get weak, and I get sensitive and doubtful, and I got to stop second-guessing myself so I can really relate to what you're saying.
Yeah, because all these good things happen to me. Because I got my first shop. I didn't pay no money for that.
Right. Making my own drama.
Yeah, because what happened to the situation, but it was also proven to me, too, that I was supposed to be there, too, because the money came in afterwards, so I could keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, the business that you're trying to start has nothing to do with money, the laptop, or whatever. It's the idea of you focusing on what you want and doing it.
Thanks for the great reminder.
Yes, we have a little bit, but I couldn't do it. Number 11. So, my wish is to be... Just to be. So go ahead. So schedule that appointment with me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take care of the whole thing. Looking forward to working with you. Okay.
That's great. Well, thanks everyone. It's been great. I've written down everything and wonderful. I will let you know the progress soon.
Yeah.
Yes, please do. Please do. Yeah.
Update on how everything's going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Mary Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does this whole time. I don't know what it was. My mouse is very sensitive to the laptop. And I looked down, I noticed the mic was sitting there going, what happened? And then, hold on for 1 second. Okay, good. Okay, we have a personal number to me. Area code 602. If you want to get, if you want to ask a question, push the 1 to give us an idea if you want to ask a question. But if you're just listening, you just push 1. And we're not getting anything. So I just want to make sure, because some people don't realize it. If you don't push that 1. So if you just hang out there for a couple minutes, Marilyn, you ask your questions.
Me ask a question?
Well,
Mary Lou?
Hello? Yeah, Mary Lou.
Actually, you read me at the end of one of your shows, and you said to call back in the evening because you are a better reader in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm asking you to tell me what you think my guides want me to know right now.
Well, the one thing I take the most is listen. Do you listen to your guides? I get the impression that you do. But you need to put more on that, not just the chosen thing. And, you keep getting a relationship reminder. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, but you were cutting out a little bit, so it was hard to hear.
Yeah.
You said listen, but it was hard to hear you.
It says listen, you know, so you do listen, but you don't listen as much as you should. So they want you to listen to everything, not just the ones that you get kind of arrogant about and say, okay, I got this one. They go, yeah, okay. It's the idea of pointing things out and saying, okay, when you listen to your guidance, you always seem to look at things happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you listen, they help you get out of it. And it's not the idea they're tired of it. No, that's not what it is at all. It's the ideal of trying to help you maneuver around certain things. And the one thing I picked up the most, relationships. You have a tendency to get yourself into things, and then in the midst of that whole thing, you realize you've made the, I don't want to say the wrong choice, but the path that you've chosen, you realize it's not for you. But you have a tendency to procrastinate when you get the realizations. Instead of making the decision when you get that realization, you have a tendency to put it off. Are you really scared of hurting people's feelings that badly?
Sometimes.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. I understand where you're coming from, too, but I started noticing, speaking my mind, got quicker results. And I also felt better because I felt like I wasn't hanging on to a lot of stuff that I wasn't saying. I will say one thing. When you do chakra clearings, and I feel like you should do some chakra clearings, I feel like everybody should do chakra clearings. But with you mostly, I feel like you should work on your root chakra, your solar plexus. Okay, that's the one that's at your belly button. Your root chakra is at the spine, at the base of your spine. But I also feel like you should also focus on your throat chakra because you've been holding your tongue too long. When you don't speak, like if you're in a situation where you feel like you have to say something but you don't because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, you have a tendency, what you're actually really doing is blocking up your throat chakra. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to let that go. Like I tell people, you might not like what I say, but one thing you won't be is in the dark.
Oh, you're usually not too much in the dark with me.
Right.
But I tiptoe there.
But you do have some dark, so they want you to make it all.
Okay.
In the light. No, seriously, I understand what you're saying, too, because I caught myself doing the same. I'm very plain spoken, but I did find out there were certain places I wasn't being spoken, and I needed to get that out, okay? So I'm just saying, it's not like we're asking you a question. It's a question you need to ask yourself and just check those places out. You know, you want to be wide open. I mean, are you in a situation that you want to be in a relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the reason I say that is because the situation, that's what I felt. So I also get this very strong impression that something's coming up here, too, soon. Real soon. I feel like because I keep getting at you. I get the impression, too, that you need to really surround yourself with more gentle things in your environment. I keep getting a woman connected to you that really talks too much.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, she keeps saying gossip, gossip. It comes to me as Miss Blondie. She talks about it, everybody and anyone, and she just doesn't take a look at herself.
Okay.
You sound like you're talking about an old friend of mine that I just recently kicked out of my life, Donnie.
Right. Well, don't let her come back in.
No, I'm not going to.
There will be a point, but we're talking like years in the future, that she will cross your path and she probably will be a part of your life because she's done the work. But right now, she seems to be a person who's just like sitting on a tuffet.
Are you talking to me or Candy?
I'm going to Candy right now. But with you, you know, there's a lot from the day. I said, you're going through a lot of changes and a lot of people leave in your life because of the changes that you're making. So don't look at you're losing something. It's called clearing the clutter. Okay? So when they leave your life, it's because of the path that you've chosen. They can't be a part of it because they are not a part of it.
Yep.
That's their choice. They should be looking at you as an example, as a good positive reflection, but they're trying to reflect back to you to bring you back down to their level. And so that's what I'm saying. I get Miss Blondie, but there's two of them, really two particular ones that really seem to really, as you're focusing on positive or you're focusing on this is a great business, and they'll come back and go, why would you want to do that? That's their opinion. That's their perception. So you got to sit there. Because I've had people call the show. I mean, I've had several people talk about this show that they think I take too long. I do this. I do that. And I said, well, you know, if you don't like it, that's why you have a mouse on radios. You have a dial. So if you don't like it, then you can change it. Because we're not changing here. Okay? Because we listen to our guides. And right now I have not heard anything where I should change anything. Except I would sit here and tell everybody who's listened to my daytime show to tune on Thursdays, because I'm not going to do that show in the mornings anymore, but I'm going to do it on Thursdays on the nighttime show. So the format will still be there with Atlantis and Bigfoot and all that kind of stuff, but it'll be on Thursday and probably Tuesday. But, yes, people, send in donations so I can actually buy a chair with a cushion. But, just thought I'd throw that out there, guys. Don't get mad. It's just one of those things are going, you're probably sitting there thinking, how can I give back? Cushion. Okay. So, power suggestion, subliminal messages. Okay. But seriously, with the situation you're in, I'm sitting there going, you know, when you really get a good notion, because a lot of things are going on right now is a lot of transition. You need to really focus very clearly on what you want to do. I should also think, I look at it this way. I tell people to sit down and think about the one thing you love the most and to see how you, and then sit down with a pad and pencil and then start writing down ways that you can turn that into a business. And don't be surprised what happens. Okay? Something you're really passionate about. Because realistically, we're here for service. It's just for you to find that service. Because we were reading this one book. It's called, and for some reason I can't find it. All right, here we go. It's called The Alchemist Handbook. Check this book out, guys. Go to Amazon.com. And no, I don't advertise for them, but maybe I should. Amazon.com, call me. I'm looking for sponsorship. But I do enough commercials for these people, I swear. You think they would follow through, but this is called The Alchemist Handbook by John Randolph Price. Okay? And I love this book because it talks about, right, it talks about the five areas of your life. And we got 2 minutes remaining in this show. I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you for all the people out there listening. Thank you for all the callers. It's been a fantastic show. Thank you for listening. I know some of you guys have a tendency that you don't like hearing the same stories, but if you're here every night, what can you expect, right? So also, people who want to get a reading, book them right now because we're having this nice little special of 10% off and everything going on. So give me a call. Well, actually, contact me through my website. Contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.com. I'm sorry, .yolasite.com. And I think it was actually in the chat room, if I'm not mistaken. If it's not, okay. If not, we'll just put it back in there for you. There you go. Contact me through my website, which is in the chat room. And in the process of doing that, leave your phone number. When you book a reading or want to book a reading, leave your number there so I can call you because right now my cell phone's kind of back. And then as soon as we get track on, we'll have that great going on. But until then, I want to continue to do my readings. I can do them through Skype. So I tell you, contact me through the website, leave your phone number. I'll get back with you. I'll be calling through Skype, which is right now it'll probably come up as unknown. So take that under advisement. It's me calling to do our reading. So go ahead and book that. And right now, like I said before the show, it's for 60-minute sessions. It's $65 for the people who call the show. But if you call, it'll be 10% off. So, Jeff, take advantage of that. And thank you all for being here. And have a great night. And may God and angels bless you every minute of every day. And we'll see you tomorrow. No, we won't see you tomorrow. We'll see you Monday. And we're talking about chakras and all kinds of good stuff. And my guest will be Carol, who's a friend of mine, who has a show on Block Talk Radio called Goddess Something. I can't remember what it is, but check it out. Oh, 602 Leftist. So, what I was going to say to you was it talks about this book. It's a really good book because it talks about the five areas of your life. And I'm trying to get that real quick. What it is, it's called, the first one is your spiritual life. The second one is your service to others life. And what's true to you. They were talking about in the situation of true success means being true to yourself, what you really love to do, because it will resonate out to everybody that you work with and attract even more to you. Then you got number three is your physical body, and number four is your finances, and then number five is our favorite one, romance. Now, they really focus on the body, too, because the body has to be in perfect health as well in order for the spirit to work as well, because, see, they both exist on this plane, so therefore the physical and the spiritual have to... We've all talked about balance, right? Balance is what balance is. Balance between the physical and the spiritual. The idea of working on chakras and auras and that kind of stuff is just the idea of recharging the batteries and having your aura wide open. So therefore, actually the aura protects the physical body, which is an extension of the soul. So when you put those two together, great protection, that kind of thing going on, great. You know what I'm saying? So put the two together. That's why I always recommend for everybody to do chakra clearings and auras. Or cleansings as well. Also, set your focus on doing some fasting from time to time, just to give your... It's like getting yourself back to where you was in the first place, or realizing that everything on this planet is a choice. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. So if you're in situations of thinking that you do, you're definitely looking at an illusion. It's still a choice, because people go, well, I got to pay the rent. Well, yeah, you do, but you got to look at these things realistically. Things fall into place the way they fall into place. If you're constantly working, focusing and saying, okay, I don't have the money for the rent, that's what you don't have, is the money for the rent. So what you want to focus on, these situations that you get kind of scared about, really pointing things out that what you really need to be focusing on. And that's, you should be focusing on. I always tell people, if you don't have the money for rent, start telling yourself, thank you, God, for always having the money for the rent. And well, don't be surprised if you don't have it by the end of the week. Okay? Mary Lou?
Yes, I haven't paid for the rent.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too. Hey, Donnie, I gotta get going.
No problem, Candy. Thank you for being here, and let me know about your show. And like I said, anytime you can drop back by in, just let me know. And
okay.
It'd be great to have you come back.
Yeah, I would love to come back. It was a lot of fun. Definitely, yeah. And I'll get in touch with you.
There's
bye,
a lot of people.
There's
a lot of people I really work well with, and you're one of them. And I'd love to come. Love to have you come back.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, I just love listening to you. You know, you have a lot of knowledge.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice. Thank you. And
well, hopefully you guys have a wonderful night, and I'll let you two finish out this reading.
No problem. Then you have a great night too, Candy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
I'm still here.
Oh, you're still there, Mary Lou?
Yeah. It still continues to record, by the way.
Yes, I know. And I was talking to a friend of mine, I think it was yesterday, yeah. We was actually still talking after the show was over with, and it was like one of those things you kind of slip your mind because you think you're talking on the phone.
That was me.
So I was sitting talking to her, and I was like, she's like, are we still streaming? Oh, they're still recording this. And she's like, oh, shoot, I just asked you some personal questions.
That was me.
Yeah, so it was funny. Gentleness and passion. You know, trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and your career. That means you. Love life. Everybody thinks love life. It didn't say romantic life. It says love life. Love you. Love everything about you. Love the hair on your toes. Whatever it is, just that's you who you are. Beloved one. And I, see, the one thing I do get with you is I see a relationship coming in pretty quick, too. Because I got Archangel, Jamel, which is helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. That's a focus on relationships in itself, too. Because I always tell people, if you have a boyfriend who's not really nice to people, but he's nice to you, run. Because if he can't be nice to everybody, then he's not really a nice person. He has a front for you. Because I hate when people do. And, you know, sometimes it kind of appalls me with some guys who come across and say, hey, you know, I treat you this way because you're so special to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever. you know, I'm just saying, realistically, if a guy is nice to everybody and he's nice to you too, then more likely he's a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a guy can't look at you and say, I'm a nice person, but those guys just don't get me. You know, his problem is, that's his problem. Nobody gets him. But if you sit and really look at the situation realistically too, I've talked to a lot of women who sit there and said they see guys for what they are. And you ask them, okay, then why'd you go out with them? Why'd you go this far? Because I thought they were going to change, okay? The point of the situation is, even bringing that up, is you don't want to be with somebody who might change. Or these romantic movies who say, I want to be with this person because of the person he could be. If you're not happy with the person he is right this moment, what do you think you're going to be happy with him later on when he is? That's an illusion. But, you know, I feel like there's a lot of things happening for you right now. It's just saying, with the relationship and the career and that kind of stuff, it says focus. Not, and when I say focus, it means focus on the process of following through, and you'll see what happens. Well, in those situations I was telling you about in Colorado, what the hardest part was just to listen and follow through. Because I wanted to question it too, because of the way I was raised, the way I was taught that you had to have money before you had these things. And what they were trying to teach me was, that's an illusion. That's their perception. It wasn't really my perception, so they were trying to prove me that my perception of what I said of manifesting things was right. But I just had to listen. It was also a detachment, too. You can't attach. Because I've had a lot of women call me up and say, well, there's this guy I've been with and that kind of stuff, and I'm thinking about letting him go, which tells me that they're attached to him. You don't want to be attached to anything or no one or anything. The reason you do, because everything needs space, and so do you. And a lot of times when you attach yourself to somebody and you feel like you need space, or you need room to breathe, you've caused that. So if you know, what's a good example? Here's a good example. It might sound crazy with a sexual thing to it, but it was one of those things about sex all the time. And my ex-fiance was a person who liked to have, I thought, you know, having sex 5 or 6 times a day. Well, and then it got to a point where she was comfortable with the relationship, and she didn't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. It was something she thought she had to do. And then when I wanted to have it all the time, she was like, you're a sex addict, you're da 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 da. But what I realized later on was she was just going through the movement. And a lot of times it was just a habit. So she was going through it because she thought that's what she needed to do, but she didn't think she was doing anything wrong either. That's what she was taught.
Mm-hmm.
But I would sit there and tell her flat out, I'm like, I'm not looking for more sex. I'm looking for what I had. So I'm saying everybody should pay attention to what they do. Like I've told guys, if you're going to start giving a girl flowers, then expect to give her flowers for the rest of her life. Because the first time you don't, she's going to think that you're not that person. But you started it, you know, so if you're going to do it, and then she starts saying, okay, why are you not doing this anymore? She has a legitimate reason to ask that question, because you're not doing it anymore. So you better tell her. So you could correct the situation, too, by saying the truth, you know. But I tell people all the time when I do relationship counseling, the best thing to do in a relationship is walk into that relationship with no mask on. It's a scary thing for people, but a long time ago, people used to do just that. And they still do. It's one of those ones you see all the time. All these people met 2 weeks later, they got married. Now they've been married for 40 or 50 years, and you're trying to figure out how they did that. Well, when they came into the relationship, they wasn't pretending to be somebody else. Plus, they also realized that when they was in the relationship, they realized it was going to be a lifetime to get to know each other. Not 2 years, not a year. You know, you got to sit there and make a decision. Do I want to spend the rest of my life with this person and continue to get to know this person for the rest of their life? So all these ideals that you're being inspired by, they're answers to your prayers. So follow through with them. That's why you're inspired. And
okay, so what do you see on the details of the love life coming?
Call me later. No.
Oh, you tease me.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I get accused of that a lot, but the one thing about the situation is you need a lot of insight on the business thing, don't you?
I think it's flowing, and you're right, I lack focus. I am focused, and then I fall off the track, and then I have to come back and start all over again a lot.
Well, the one thing I see with you is the idea of focusing on your business, focusing on what you want to do with your life, focus on what makes you happy. In the process of being happy, you attract everything else that you need. And even a happy person. I feel like in some ways in the past relationships, you've had some guys that wasn't too happy.
Nope.
So I'm just saying, every time something happens to you, really seriously, every time something happens to you that you don't understand, it's because it's a part about you that you don't understand. If it's your kids, your boyfriend, whatever, and your friends and that kind of stuff, they're extensions of you. Like your person, like you have a friend who gossips all the time. You might gossip yourself, so it's a reminder that you don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know. When I hear her talk, I think, there, for the grace of God, I've done that.
I want to shoot her.
Shut me up. Shut me up. I've done that. Yes, I totally see that mirror. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things that we have to understand. Everybody crosses our path as a reflection, either positive or negative, but it's a reflection of us in some ways. It might be also the same thing, too, that the woman that gossips all the time might be reflecting back to you that you need to brag about yourself more because you are a great person. You know, lack of communication on one person's part might mean you need to communicate more, too.
She's not gossiping, really. She's just in drama.
Drama?
Drama. You know, drama. Oh, woe is me. This happened to me. Why is this happening to me? This always happens to me. Drama. You know, drama.
And it drives you crazy because you sit there and say, well, if you work on yourself, oh, it ain't me.
Yeah.
It can't be me. I'm sorry, dear, but it's your life. Who else could it be? You lost me on that one, dork. But
no, but these are my friends, and I love them. And
then
you're
love them.
Right. They're
love
great
them. Love them unconditionally because you are a loving person, but also realize that they are keeping you from your goals.
Yeah, I get that when I get 20 calls a day.
Yeah, when you sit and look and say, I can't really talk to you because I'm focusing on something right now. I just had a client of mine. I was telling her about making decisions on my show, and I said, you're right. I gave somebody a 40-minute reading. Maybe I do give too much away, but that's my choice. And if you're cranky because you're saying that you give – I think what her point was, I'm giving away too much to everybody because she was tired of waiting. That's what it was all about. And I told her, I said, I'm sorry, dear, but I don't listen to people. I listen to my guides and what direction I should go in, my angels. Because when I listen to them, good things happen. When I listen to humans, I get in trouble. Or drama. And I don't like drama. This girlfriend I just broke up with, and it's like we've been waiting two weekends in a row. And every time it got down to the weekends where she was supposed to come down, she said there was all this stuff that happened. And I was just like, you know something? It's amazing all this stuff happens, and you're going, what could it be? Why can't I get out of Pennsylvania to come down and see you? Because all I kept on seeing was her standing in her own way. She was fearful that maybe when she showed up and we actually saw each other face to face, it might not be the fantasy that she thought it would be. But then again, I wish we'd all quit thinking about the lack of, and it might actually be more than what her expectations were too. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
What if I do get exactly what I've been seeing or focusing on? Because I will say one thing. I bet a lot of girls through the phone and on doing this kind of work and that kind of stuff. And the one thing I did hear a lot was every time I would show up, they would go, you're exactly the way you are on the phone. I say, okay, was I supposed to be different or something? I thought that was supposed to be normal. Well, she said, well, I have a lot of guys that say this, and then they show up. They're nothing like they are. This one guy said, I'm very outgoing. And when he got here, he didn't say a word. And I said, well, that was then. This is now. But it seems like you're, I said, when we sit here and say that you should watch what you ask for because you might get it, it's not a bad thing. It's basically telling you that you should also be prepared. You know, if a guy ain't going to show up for 2 months, I think sometimes the reason is, we've seen this before when we're talking about people working on themselves and the timing changes. That just tells you, you know, 2 months, work on yourself, you'll be okay. And then while you're working on yourself, the timing changes and it might actually move up. But it starts with you. I'm so freaking out. It's tired. What was I saying?
Focus.
What I'm saying is, like I was telling me, this girlfriend almost, I was sort of talking, that kind of thing. And it was just kind of crazy because we'd have these deadlines and then she wouldn't meet them. And she would come up with all these excuses. But there was always something under the line where, I don't know if you've had anybody in your life where you sit there and you go, there's something I just don't trust about this person. It's like right underneath the surface, there's something about this. And yes, I'm pretty blunt too. I even told her that too. I said, I don't know what it is, Shannon. You're a great person, isn't it? But I said, there's just something on the surface. I just don't trust you. And I said, with me the way I am, I trust everybody until you prove me wrong. And then you'll never get that trust back. And if you do want to get it back, you're going to work your butt off to get it. But I'm wide open when I first meet people. So, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to be mean or nothing. But she just drove me crazy. I just could not figure out why I couldn't trust her. And I just feel like there's just some things that don't pan out. She's a 37-year-old woman who wants to, she said she's going to join the military. I didn't think you could join the military after 36.
I don't know.
And those women are different.
Maybe if you're going into officers training school.
That could be too. I'm just saying, there are certain things, this and then the other, that I question. But the one thing it is, it doesn't matter what she says or what she doesn't say or what's going on. I'm just saying, my intuition says there's something about her that I can't trust. And I also feel like she's jealous. And then she doesn't like me. What I mean by that is, people are like, okay, you're in a relationship with a girl and you don't think she likes you. I think she's jealous, and I think she doesn't like me because of who I am. Which means, some people have a tendency to get with people because they see them as an example of what they want to be like. And then when they get in the relationship with them, they realize it's not that hard to get to that level, and they start resenting the person they're with. So I think that's what the problem is. It's like something that someone wants, but really, really stretching the truth. So you said to look at the situation. I just feel like there's a lot of people, and the reason I'm even bringing this up, I just feel like there's a couple of people in your life that you need to look out for on the same kind of way, but I also feel like in some sense of the word, I feel like you're going to have a guy come in your life, but before that happens, there may be a couple of people who come in your life who want to present themselves as your boyfriend or think that they're good for you. And it's almost like a warning of be careful.
Yeah, I see them pretty easily.
Well, keep seeing those things, because what you need to do is, they're also a good example, is that when you do find the right person, he'll stand out really, really intensely. Because you really know who you are more than you've probably ever had in your whole life. And that's a good thing, because when this guy comes in your life, it's going to be like a because we always say, I tell everybody, reflections are not bad, man. There are good. They're not really good. There's someone kind of have a tendency to reflect things that you don't want to look at. Doesn't mean they're not good for you. They're just, because when reflections happen, they're happening for a reason, because at that moment, that's something you really need to look at, and you're strong enough to do it. You're stronger than you think you are, and you know that too. You just got to embrace that strength and that power. When I sit there and say do life reviews and that kind of stuff, it's the idea of looking over your life and looking at the parts that you relinquish your power. And then reacquire it.
Right.
And you've done that, but you still have some work to do.
I've definitely done that.
You have 85, we'll say 85% back, and you still got what? What is that, 15% more to go?
I don't know. I'm getting kind of sick of that game, though.
Yeah, but see, you got to understand one thing, sweetie. It's like this. life is progression, spirituality, keep going forward. As long as you keep going forward, you keep changing.
It's just about the experience, I know.
Yeah, so just think that way. And don't get tired of it. Look at it as an experience of living, that you're alive, and that those moments, those are the moments that you, those eureka moments is the time that you're really alive.
Right.
So those are incredible. And when you meet this person, you'll see what I'm talking about. And you're going to look at this situation going, okay, progression and growing, not so bad.
So now I don't. So this person's totally new, not someone that's been around before?
No. No. If it's, if there's, I feel like there's going to be a very strong sense of being familiar with each other, but I get more of a, I keep getting four lifetimes, four lifetimes ago. Believe me, I got that one. I got the four, big golden four. So it was a good time for you guys. And it's not one of those things where you have to complete or, how would you put this? Not complete. You don't have anything to finish. It's one of those things of, we've been for a while and getting back and continue ahead before. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's one of those things you'll talk about going, man, I believe this guy. He knows this, and this. We have all this stuff in common, but there's also a freaking passion for each other. See, I always tell people, watch out for the compatibility. And explore compatibility after you realize that you do have a very strong, loving bond and connection. People
right.
think that compatibility is going to keep you together. Really. Look at all the people out there that have all this stuff in common. The biggest thing I've heard when I've done counseling, basically, is people saying we're two different people. What's the problem? Well, of course you are. He's a man. You're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're different. Get over it. That's the point of living with differences. That's what builds the strength in the relationship. Loving each other is easy. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Mary Lou.
I'm just listening and taking it all in. So you think he's going to be someone new, someone I haven't met before, and
yeah.
What?
Yeah, soon.
Soon?
I keep getting 2 weeks. I keep getting Monday through Friday, and then another Monday through Friday.
Okay.
So I get, that's what I get. Because I always tell people, sometimes when I see dates and stuff like that, what I'll see is a calendar flipping.
It's 11:30.
Well, thank you.
That's my man. Tells the time.
I hear that. Now you got to get a man that can actually love you and actually have a really good conversation with you. I still think it's kind of weird in society that we have all these communicational devices and still we have no idea how to communicate with each other sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, some people still talk at each other, you know?
People are in different levels, that's why.
Yeah, but you know something? I know that too. And the reason I guess I say it a lot because when I do readings and I talk to people and I teach and that kind of stuff, I try to bring it down to the person on the individual level. I'm not saying they're stupid in any kind of shape of the word. It's just some people, like you said, are on different levels.
They're in a certain loop and you gotta get into that loop because it's not that one thing's better than another. It's just a certain place where they are.
And that's when they have learned so good. Right now is the ideal. A friend of mine told me this the other day, and I never thought about it until she brought it to my attention. She goes, it's amazing how you just sit down and talk to people. Whoever you talk to, you know exactly how to talk to them, how to give them the information, what they need to know, what they need to hear. And you just kind of, it's like everybody, I've seen you walk with all these people. And you're just like, boom. I said, okay. She goes, well, don't you know that? And I'm like, I didn't really notice. I was too busy working. But I'm just saying, yes, I have noticed it now. And I guess I said, isn't it what we're all striving to do in the first place? I guess it was one of those passion things, wanting to get through to people and say, okay, this is the way it is. Don't call my show. Don't call me for readings if you want to hear, if you want me to tell you what you want to hear. Because I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. And I don't, because I've had, I'm in those, I would say there was one particular lady that drove me nuts because she thought that since she paid me a fee, that she owned me for that 20 minutes.
The fortune. I paid my money. Give me my fortune.
Yeah, so I said, okay, you don't have much of one, but I just tell them flat out, sorry, you're paying for my time and my experience, okay? I'm the messenger, so therefore you don't own the messenger. Nobody owns the messenger. And let's get it all straight out here and get it done. This will work. I always tell people this will work a whole lot better if you just relax, sit there, and be open to whatever's said or whatever's done. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait till we get...
You had a good show with Amy the other night. I was listening.
Amy? On her show?
Yeah.
Oh, you was listening on Amy's show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually had a reading about her, too, and they said that they saw this working together.
She's really, really good.
Oh, I'm not? Okay, I don't...
No, wait, you know...
No, I'm just kidding. No, everybody says we work well together. We complement each other. Would you agree with that?
I think she works well with a lot of people, but mm-hmm. have all of their personalities down because she stands out and.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing good about the whole thing when you complement each other.
Real
strong personalities.
Some of the other people that she's had shows with, I can't remember them. When the hang up the phone, when the show's over, I couldn't tell you who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because her energy is so dynamic and she's hitting so right on.
Yeah, so I thought it was incredible because everybody remembered me when I was on the show.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, so I've had her on my show a couple of times too, and everybody goes, wow, you guys just like tag team and you come across and you don't try to disprove each other, and pretty much you're on the same wavelength with each other. But and when one person doesn't agree with you, you kind of look at the situation and go, well, I can see that. So, you know, it's one of those things of understanding and respecting that perspective, you know?
Uh-huh.
She calls me all the time, too, and I love talking to the phone. One night we talked until about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I think she is a very good person to be connected to.
So do I. Oh, I gotta send some people. Well, I think Amy's got my link. That's why I said, I was telling my friend about. I was like, man, I can't believe I didn't make any money this week. I have my link everywhere. I'm focusing, going, I can see the people coming. You know, they're gonna start. It's one of those things. I'm gonna get all these freaking messages through my website. I can see it happening. I can see my phone ringing off the hook. Well, as soon as I get it turned back on. But, well, it's going to start ringing now. People are calling me right now, so, you know, he's not picking his phone up. Well, it's only a matter of time. Well, it's not really a matter of time. It's the idea of aligning myself up to what I'm trying to manifest, and it's started there. I'm opening the door as we speak, and you should do the same thing. I swear to you, I feel like 2 weeks. But I don't want you to focus on the guy. I want you to focus on you.
I'm not focused on the guys. I think the only reason why I'm thinking at all about my love life is because there's one that's just jerking me around and that leaves me frustrated.
Well, people who really care about you and really want to be with you don't jerk you around.
That's what I'm thinking.
So you look at the situation, you sit there and ask yourself, okay, is he disrespecting me or am I disrespecting myself by letting this continue?
Yep. Yep.
I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. So, okay, Amy's good. How good am I?
No.
I don't put people on the spot. I used to just joke around. I like joking a lot. I do the same with Amy. Amy will call the show, and I'll pick up the phone, and I'm going, well, hello, 276. How you doing? She goes, this is Amy. I said, I don't know. The voice sounds familiar. What's your name again? She goes, it's Amy. I said, yeah, I know. And boy, I got you going, didn't I? And she was like, man. So, I joke with everybody. You're an awesome person.
I am?
Yes. Don't sound surprised. Yes, you are. Seriously, I was going to look. I was going to read this one part in the book for you because it talks about here. It says, let's see. It says, while the fact that while we are not all of God, God is all of us, including the mind of decision and choice and the principle of creative power. Okay? And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the way to mend the bad world is to create the right world. And when he said it that way, he's basically saying is, all you need to do is focus on the right world, and it will become a reality. And then it says, Emerson also said that the only sin is limitation, and we are the builders of our fortunes. So be prepared to enter into a new experience of recognizing and using your extraordinary powers.
It's 11:30.
Forgiving. That's okay. Forgiving your limitations. So it says limitations are sin, but don't dwell on that. So to forgive yourself for the limitations and of building a life filled with, and you know, okay, well, forgiving your limitations and of building a life filled with good fortune. That's what you need to focus on. Okay, this book talks about dynamic alchemy. It will be a course of personal creative action that will yield rich dividends in life as the principles are understood and practiced. So it's just one of those things. When I talk about divine alchemy, a lot of things when I read these books, it was talking about, you basically let us start to do this. We're just not aware of it, so we don't put a lot of energy into it. And then once we read the books and realize we were already doing it, it's almost like saying, now you have permission to put all your energy into it. Commit to it 100%. And when I was sitting there talking about the story, I was telling about the lady who got raped and beat up, and how she told everybody that what happened was her own fault. People freaked out and said, what do you mean? The guy beat you up and raped you. Yes, he did, but if I would have listened to my guidance, I wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, and if you accept responsibility, then you become empowered. But if you don't, then you become the victim, and the victim is powerless.
And the victim can't.
Powerless victim cannot heal because they don't have the power to. But if you accept responsibility, then you can own the power to not
heal. You could do it. Once you own the power, now you realize that you can accomplish anything you want to. Then for that mistake you made, if it was what it was, that you could have corrected it, then the next time it happens, that's what you'll do. You'll do the opposite. Because now you're listening.
Right.
Now your life's getting better. And you start realizing, okay, I made the mistakes, but I was also there for the good stuff. And I want more of the good stuff. So therefore, we have to listen all the time. Not just when we feel like we should. You know, it's like listening. Because I was telling people I was in a freaking Walmart or in Kroger's, and I'm looking at brownies and tuna. Which one should I get? If my guide say, don't get the freaking brownies because you eat the whole box tonight. And I sit there and I get the box anyway. And I said, I will only eat a couple. And sure enough, they were right. I ate the whole box before the night was over with. And then I was kind of suffering over the whole thing. But whose fault was that? I didn't listen. So, my fault.
So, have you read The Alchemist by Don Ruel, is it?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. I've been wanting to read that. I haven't read it yet either.
No, I got this one book by John Randolph Price called The Alchemist Handbook and the Super Beings book. And I got a lot of books by John Randolph Price. I got The Angels Within Us, A Spiritual Guide to the 22 Angels that govern our lives, and then Angel Energy, which is basically the same thing but in a different format where it takes a lot of the meditation because he has a meditation basically for each one of the 22 angels. They call him the Council of the 22 Angels. And in the Alchemy Handbook, the reason you should go with that book, because actually in the Alchemy Handbook, they talk about them. That in the process of doing your manifestations and that kind of stuff, of doing your alchemy here, I'm trying to get to the part where I wanted to sit there, know thyself. Because it was going to, okay, what's the procedures? Okay, here we go. Here it is. It says, before you begin the actual process, please make sure that you have carefully read the book up to this chapter and work with the alchemical exercises, which are the ones I was doing the front here, where it talks about just certain aspects of getting in tuned. There's some little things you write in here and that kind of stuff, what things you're focusing on. It kind of explains to you what the, like when they say get connected to the energy of Saturn, which Saturn is basically is, it's the energy of the Lord. But some cultures, they use the same energy, they just call it different. And then it says, and then you met with the 22 angels in an exploratory session where you just basically go there and you meet the 22 angels, you go to the council chamber, as they call it, and you actually get familiar with each one of the 22 angels, which actually the 22 angels are backed up by the higher arcana in the tarot deck. Each one of those cards represents one of those angels. And actually the angels within us really goes in detail with these angels. So I recommend you get that. And then it says, take on the energy of the energies of a power and authority and strength, spiritual strength and will, which is basically the angel of power and authority, and the angel of spiritual strength and will. That's chapter 4. Okay. And then you work in mind and feelings with the Saturn energy, and practice being Saturn in consciousness as the light of God, and the angel of the presence. It's kind of, when you do those techniques and stuff, you can feel the energy of those angels.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always recommend people do that, because it's a different kind of process. And then followed the cleansing work with forgiveness, denials of limiting appearances, and a healing of the past. So they're talking about a lot of things you need to let go of. So they completed the 10 structured lessons, including, because there's things about the mother. See, there's one section it was talking about in the back in the book. It says a lot of people, especially men, have a tendency to basically, I guess, evaluate their success because of what their mother or their mother-in-law says.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a true fact. So it's like what they're trying to do is get you to get over that and start focusing. They're taking and getting rid of certain things that would be blocking you from getting what you want. Make contact with Isis and ask her cooperation, creating a new life for yourself. I guess Isis is like, I think it described that. Wasn't that one section? I guess in some ways it could be the goddess or the mother god.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what it is, it's God, and it's really basically it's God, just like Saturn's the Lord, but one's masculine and one's feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So they get you to work with one. They basically get you to work with them separately, so you can combine them together.
Okay.
Yeah. So it talks. It's like worked with exercises to come into greater alignment with the emanation of the world mother Isis unveiled. So you have Isis. Also, Isis comes in two different ways. Where she's in the veil, and the other one she's unveiled. So it's almost like the virgin under the veil, and then when she's unveiled, it's where you impregnate her energy with the essence of what you want to create your new life with, the substance. It talks about writing in your journal, thoughts of truth and words of power that apply specifically.
So did you do any work with the new moon last night?
I wrote me a new moon check.
A moon check?
A new moon check. What you do is you write the check out to yourself, and where it says in paid in the order of, put your name in there, and then where it's got the little box where you put the money thing, you put in paid in full, and then where you write it out, you put down paid in full, do your little squiggly noise, like your little squiggly thing when you write a check, and then you sign it, the law of abundance, and if you want to, you can put in the little thing, new moon check, or you know, whatever, a reminder of you. Abundance, if you want to, and then I stick mine underneath my laptop because that's where I work, and that's, I guess you would say, that's the main point of my operation, business.
Mm-hmm.
So boom, boom, there it is, out under the lights. that's what I do.
Okay.
What you do, you write one each month on the new moon, or like I did, I wrote mine yesterday. Right around the new moon, and basically what it does is. your prosperity keeps getting better. What you're saying is everything that month is paid off. Everything's already paid in advance. And you do that every month, and you'll start seeing differences, better. Things will just keep getting better and better and better and better. And what you'll see is opportunities. Amy did it, and she actually did a reading for a client who gave her a tip of $500.
Wow.
She had a case where she's working on a case where she had a car that she had problems with and stuff, and she sued the place, and she already had a check. I mean, she said she already got a check for $1,500. And then the lawyer called her and said that after she started doing that, the lawyer called her and said, "I'm still working on this case. I think I'm going to get you some more money." And she goes, "Oh, really?" She goes, "Yeah, I just got you another check for $2,500. And she said, "It came at the right time." I'm like, "I want those too."
And she gave $500 of it to Amy?
No. Amy got the check for $2,500 too. And then she had a client of hers, she did a reading for her, and he gave her a $500 tip. And then what Amy did, Amy gives back too. What Amy did was I think she said she sent her $100 worth of flowers for the $500 tip that she gave her.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was sitting there going, And she donated $5 to my show, and it was great, fantastic.
You just love her, don't you? You just gotta love her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You read me a week ago, you told me something different in my love life.
Mm-hmm.
So, did something change?
Yeah, you.
So
I get in bed.
So if I change again next week, it'll flip back to the other thing?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Okay. No, I'm just saying what I taught you before, what I say. When it came to romance.
You said a friend of mine was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say it's someone else.
No, I would still say your friend's awesome. I just feel like there's somebody else better for you. I mean, I shouldn't say better for you. I just feel like, because my thing in manifestations is the ideal of getting yourself back on the path that you were meant to be on in the first place. So therefore, you end up with a person that you were meant to be with in the first place. Okay? And there's some variations of being knocked off the path that certain people come in our path too. That could be relationship-wise. But then they drop down to friendship mode.
I was just going to say, I just sometimes wonder why this person's in my life.
Well, sometimes we ask those questions of men, if we're women, and sometimes if we're men, we ask it about women, why are they in our lives? When if they were the same sex, we don't ask those questions.
If they were the same sex, it wouldn't be the same relationship.
Yeah, but see, friendship is friendship, so therefore they do come in variations of, male or female. So I'm just saying, I've noticed that people...
I don't flirt with my girlfriend.
Well, that's true, too, but, it just takes on different energy, but it's still a friendship.
Yeah.
I have friends that, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that in the process of being with the right person. I mean, ask yourself this one. Because you're the idea of pursuing true love. I want to be in a relationship of true love. I had a girlfriend that she had a disease where that when it came to sex, it was very painful in some sense of the word. So I asked myself in the situation, she was just my friend at that time, but we were coming very close and there were certain things that kind of awkward, I guess you'd say. But I asked myself that question. If I had a chance to be with somebody that really deeply loved me and I deeply loved her and we couldn't have sex, would you still be a part of that relationship? And I told myself, I'd rather be in a relationship where I was truly loved than be in a relationship where, the sex thing was okay. But in the process of pursuing true love, Would I give up sex to really be with someone in a true loving relationship? I would rather be with somebody that truly loved me and I truly loved them. So I would. So just ask yourself the same question. It's just putting yourself in a situation and say, okay, if I had to give one, if I had to give that one thing up to be with the person I love, because they couldn't do that.
So are you trying to tell me that that person can't do that? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm trying to give you the shut thing. No, I'm just saying, ask yourself, are you really looking for true love? It just kind of puts you into perspective. In that category, say, are you really looking for true love? Or are you looking for someone, you know, because of certain needs?
Well, I'm surrounded by options I could take.
That's true.
But
yeah, but you want the one who has them all.
I just don't like wasting my time. I can't focus as it is. Why do I want to have people around that I don't know why? It was just not worth my time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because when the person comes into your life that you want to be with and that you know you should be with, there are no questions.
Right.
And that's what you're looking for.
I'm looking to stop questioning.
You're looking for that person that when you sit and look at them, you know exactly why. You don't have to ask your questions if it's just the one or not.
I want that kind of energy and chemistry in someone that actually wants to be with me.
Nope, I understand. I'm looking for the same thing, because I was sitting looking at the situation when I had this girlfriend of mine. When I first met her, I was great. I talked to her and this and that kind of stuff, but I do not like drama. And I told her that. And then she started, I've already told her all this, right? And then one day she started told me, I just love drama. Oh, now she's telling me the truth. So I had to ask myself, I cannot deal with that. See, drama to me is a person that's playing games.
No, they haven't found themselves yet, and they get energy off of the emotional ride.
Well, that's what I'm saying, they're playing games.
No, it's a game if...
I'm just saying it's interpretation. In my field of doing relationship counseling, when I say playing games, because I was sort of told this one lady, I said, the guy that you were talking to, he's a player. And she goes, well, I don't see him out with other women. No, but he's playing a game because he won't be honest with himself because he don't know who he is. So he's still playing a game because he's dancing around the whole thing. Because he knows he needs to work on that, but he won't do it. So he's not being honest with you. He's not being truthful with you. So therefore, he's got to be playing some kind of game. Because I always say, if you're telling the truth and you're being honest, you're just being who you are. You're not playing a part. That's what I call playing games. Like playing house, or playing boyfriend, or I'm playing like I'm all together. I'm not really all together, but I'm playing that part. That's what I call playing. Sorry. I understand what you're saying, too. I know the interpretation. Because I felt like, she was... But I'm saying with her, it was like drama. It's like I have to play this game because this is what I'm used to doing. To see if this guy really likes me or not. Not even paying attention if she likes him or not. And then she's pissed off at me all the time because she's like, you're so spiritual. Or I'll give you an example. My ex-fiance... sit there and said, she goes, one thing I don't like about you is you're always right. I said, oh, you mean I think I'm right? And she goes, no, you're always right. I said, okay, I didn't think there was a crime for that, but okay. But she thought there was. That's just how she was taught. All the guys she's been with thought they knew they were right. They never was. Or maybe they was. I understand what you're saying, because I mean, I've seen girls who sit here and say, I want to find somebody who loves me for who I am. And then I've seen it with a couple guys who just loved her, just adored her. But see, the problem was she didn't know who she was.
Right.
So to make that statement, I want to find someone who loves me for who I am, she didn't think they was, because she didn't know who she was. So, and I wasn't trying to argue with you, I swear I wasn't. I'm just saying I have a different interpretation of playing and playing games than you do. Because I understand what you're talking about, because I've seen that too. The game players who actually do play the games of dating five or six women or even women who... I had a woman do that too. She goes, I can't find anybody to be honest and be faithful. I said, do you really think you're going to in the process of dating six guys at the same time? She goes, I guess it could be a problem. I thought that was so funny, too. I said, you need to wipe the slate clean and find one guy who has all the qualities of the six. And she goes, yeah, I was thinking about that. See, they're always thinking about it. I guess sometimes our job is just to give them a little boost or slip quick in the butt.
Right.
What do they call you, Mary or Mary Lou or Mary Lou?
Mary Lou.
Yeah, I saw you pop up in the freaking chat room. Kind of freaked me out because I had a girl friend I was hoping to reconnect with that I haven't seen in probably, well, about a year and a half, I guess. Her last name is Who.
Really? People yeah. actually have names like that?
Yeah, her name is Monica Who. She actually has a show on Block Talk Radio. She hasn't done a show since 2009, but...
Well, you're still recording this as part of the show, so now she knows.
Yeah, she should know a lot about me, because I actually was on Amy's show getting a reading about her, and we were still on the show, too. And she goes, you think she'd be okay with that? She's open. But then Amy said, I'll tell you later. So later on, she told me, she said, there was anyone missing me on the air, because she goes, I feel like she's having financial problems, and I didn't feel like that she should be on the air. I understand. But she has a show called Who Says...
But now you just told the world.
I don't care. But she has financial problems. But, you know, don't we all? And sometimes when it comes to these things that we're really fearful of, we're kind of fearful how people will react when they find out these things. And then later on we find out about it, and then it's no big deal. Her show is called Who Says... Clairvoyant Talk Radio. Monica Who. So, if she ever does a show, I recommend you check it out, man. She's pretty good.
Okay.
She channels angels. But I need to go because I forgot I got to do this reading.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. It was nice chatting with you.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance, I mean, send me a message through through the website. I'm trying to get my phone turned back on. I mean, it should be like a couple days. But right now, I got to pay the computer and I got to pay my phone, and then I'm pretty much squared away until the middle of the month, which is good. I need a little break, but these kind of came up really fast.
You didn't get up to Columbus, huh?
I didn't what?
You didn't get up to Columbus, huh?
No, it's one of those things we've had a lot of rain and a lot of cold weather here.
You know, also, I imagine Universal Matrix is probably still in business, and they were doing 1-800 psychic lines from Columbus. And at the time, you used to have to go there, but... when I moved away years ago, they started doing it from your own home.
Universal what?
Universal Matrix was the name of the company.
Universal? Okay. For some reason, when I said people tell me them, Universal, I go blank.
But,
Matrix.
I think Amy, I think there's some other kind of pay a dollar a minute kind of psychic readings online or through the phone lines that you can do too, and I think Amy does it. Have you talked to her about it?
Yeah, she works through Keen.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Keen.
I already worked through Keen. I worked on Keen for like 8 years.
Oh.
I went back and tried to redo the whole thing again, but for some reason with the browsers I was using, that kind of stuff. I talked to some people in their main office. And they said that the account you set up, we checked everything out, we verified everything else, and there's no reason why you can't log on. But for some reason, I can't. I don't know what it is.
The ones that I was doing that was going to the phone lines. And it was really getting bad because instead of going to work, being around other psychics that I was pulling energy from when I was, because they were listening to me read, if they were still. So I was kind of reading with their help, because
oh, really?
I was pulling their energy. But when I was doing it in my home by myself, not only did I not have that support system, but you get a lot of negative energy people calling into my house, and it's just hard to get that energy off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do a lot of saging, a lot of candles. I say, a lot of times I would get a black candle and a white candle. See, the black candle basically... kills the negative, and then the white candle puts back in positive energy as you're taking them out. And I used to have this where I used to read at. And then I was sage. People used to come to my house and they come in and go, is your house on fire? said, no, I had some energy I really need to get rid of. It was my ex-fiance's mom. And the house was so freaking full of this sage and that kind of thing. People are like, what's up? And it's like, hey, sometimes you do. I say, what I do is I sage the house until my guys and angels say, okay, basically it's clear. And my thing is I do the sage on the inside and on the outside, around all the windows, anything, any kind of anything. And then I ask the angels to come in, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, you know, just and all the angels to come in and to fill my house or whatever the part I'm in, just fill everything up with so much positive energy that everything's negative is pushed out.
Before you go, I'm going to do a real quick search on psychic fairs in Columbus because I know there's a lot of them. The Holistic Health Expo at Veterans Memorial Hall comes right up. Universal Light Expo, it's called.
What did you put in there to get them to pull up?
Psychic Fair Columbus.
Psychic Fair Columbus.
Okay, then there's a site, Psychic Fairs Readings in Ohio.
Psychic Readings in Ohio. Psychic Readings in Ohio.
Psychic Readings and Events Calendar. Let me be your guide, it says.
Okay.
Well, these listings are for January. Let me see if there's any for presently. February? Hang on, March?
It's a noise.
I don't know.
I had one guy on an ad. I could swear he's in an airplane.
Oh, these are all for one person. Wait. Gift of Light Expo, March 19th at Veterans Memorial Hall, 300 Broad Street.
What's it called?
Gift of Light Expo. It's a psychic fair, March 19th. It's giftoflightexpo.com. It's the 19th and the 20th.
19th and the 20th, okay.
If I were you, I would try to get a booth.
Okay.
If you can't get a booth, get your body up there and network. And find out. They have them all the time. I think some places have them every couple months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But Google your area, and you'll find more links to these things. Because when I was up there, we didn't have the internet. And I just went to bookstores, and word of mouth, you found the flyers for them.
Yeah.
And if you want to network, that's how you do it.
Okay, no problem. No, I know how to network. Just the idea to go where. I knew when I was in Colorado, I knew where to go because we had a business show in town all the time, like every summer. I mean, I had a place called Celebrations, which was a metaphysical store. They were always having stuff going on. Just had to find out what it was, so it's a big deal.
Is Pearls of Wisdom still in business up there? Is Pearls of Wisdom still in business up there?
Pearls of Wisdom, huh? I don't know.
There's a guy who does readings on Blog Talk Radio, Andrew Brewer. He's from Ohio. He might know places to suggest.
What's the name of his show?
Rock and Roll Psychic, I think.
Rock and Roll Psychic. Okay, I think I saw him. I guess I'll just make a reconnection with him.
He used to read with me at Universal Matrix.
Oh, okay, no problem.
All right, well, I'll let you go. Go do your reading.
Okay.
Hope that helps.
Yeah, send me some information for yourself, too, and keep in touch.
All righty.
We can trade out readings.
Excuse me?
I said we could trade out readings, huh?
I suck at reading. It wouldn't be a good
trade. I like, well, you never know, man. I'm just saying.
All right.
Well, I guess you have to call and pay for one then. Okay.
Good luck with that.
Well, thank you. You have a good night. Thank you for calling, too. It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Good luck.
Good luck. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see here. I got to...